Source. Tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from the Texas Triangle, Atlantis 2, Austin, I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are blasting forward into the 21st century and beyond, because infinity is just the beginning. Infinity is not enough. Those that know what I'm talking about. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another very special edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm extremely honored to be here. I'm extremely honored for all the people that have been gathering and coming to Central Texas for the big fight that's coming, including all the leftists and minions of Satan. But it is not just them that have been coming like moths to the flame for the great adventure that is unfolding now before us. Well, I told you a year ago that Elon Musk was planning to become the big Patriot leader. That's what I was told from a lot of really close sources to Musk, very close to him. And now we see that he is indeed doing that. A hostile takeover of Twitter for $50+ billion. He's attempting $40+ billion. He's already put billions in, but an additional 45. So if you add the other money you put in, it's 50 plus billion. And they are battling tooth and nail. Oh, I thought it's a private company. If somebody buys it and wants free speech, can't they have it? Oh, no, now you can't. Elon Musk offers to buy 100% of Twitter to rescue it as a free speech platform. That is all unfolding right now as we speak here in Southeast Austin in the whole Rogan Jones Musk corridor. It is a crazy time to be alive. Make no mistake about that. Then we have the Democrats' reelection bid, outlaw their opposition, getting really serious, and federal documents coming out in court cases where the FBI confirms they had at least 20 informants in just one area, and 20 agents in one area, surrounding one particular defendant who has been charged. This is coming out in the Oath Keeper case, vindicating Dr. Darren Beatty, Tucker Carlson, myself, and many, many others. So an incredible time to be alive there. Dr. Beatty will be joining us, popping in at the bottom of the hour. But he really wants to get into Elon Musk and what he properly calls the free speech battle or free speech fight of the century. This is a big, big deal, and that's coming up as well. There's also a report that I'm going to hype up because it needs to be hyped up because it's very important. I'm going to air at the start of the next hour, that the aliens are among us. Did you know that it's public? And they're not even making a big deal about it? Totally new synthetic life forms that have never existed on this planet before. That's what alien means. New and different, separate from, not of the area. And there's a new John Bound report on it, the hybrid aliens among us. So that's the start of the next hour. We have that information. We have Psaki and some of her incredible statements, big COVID developments as well. Psaki says illegal aliens are free to travel in the U.S., but citizens aren't. And the illegal aliens don't have to take vaccines or masks, but they're trying to make federal employees do it. I mean, these people are real pieces of work. Heard of Chucky? Well, she's the female version of Chucky. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Oh,
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited and limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Up, up, and away. We are live. We are transmitting worldwide. We are the resistance to the anti-human forces encamped upon this planet and attacking us at point-blank range. But we are awakening the sleeping giant, and we will not disappoint our ancestors or our future progeny. We will win, and we will go to the next level, interstellar, intergalactic, interdimensional. Wow. What an incredible time to be alive. I want to read to you from an InfoWars.com story that has Elon Musk's statement. Here's some of the headlines. Elon Musk announces $43 billion hostile takeover of Twitter. Elon Musk offers to buy 100% of Twitter to rescue it as a free speech platform. Will prominent banned public figures return if Elon Musk buys Twitter? Is what everybody's been asking. Trump, Jones, people like that. Leftists absolutely lose it over Elon Musk's hostile takeover bid of Twitter. It's all coming up today. But let's actually just read the InfoWars.com article with his statement in it. Elon Musk offers to buy 100% of Twitter to rescue it as a free speech platform. Elon Musk has made a, quote, best and final offer, close quote, to purchase 100% of Twitter in order to rescue the social media giant as a platform of free speech around the globe. In an updated filing, Musk has offered to purchase Twitter for $54.20 per share in cash, an amount that puts the value of the company at around $43 billion. Musk asserted in the filing that if the offer was declined, he would reconsider my position as a shareholder, meaning he would dispose of his stake. In a letter sent to chairman of the board, Brett Taylor, Musk made it clear that his intention was to rescue Twitter and return it to its original role as being an uncensored free speech platform in the world. Here's the letter in full. Before I read the letter, I just want to be clear. Some folks will say, I don't care about Twitter. I don't care about Facebook. I don't care about Instagram. I don't care about it. Leave them alone. They're horrible. They're censoring. They're evil. But you have to understand, if big money and private individuals want to start being pro-free speech, that, like dominoes, will signify the collapse of this unbelievable tyranny that's already gotten Stalinesque or Maoist in its level. I mean, it's already coordinated with these big companies, censoring medical news, censoring national news, censoring medical decisions people are allowed to make, and reports and financial information and military information. I mean, it's just gotten unbelievable. And so there's got to be some point when we hit bottom, and Communist China is not a blueprint of how we should be living. It's not an owner's manual. It's the example of what not to be. So here is his short letter in full. Brett Taylor, chairman of the board. I invested in Twitter as I believe it is potential to be a platform for free speech around the globe. And I believe free speech is a societal imperative for a functioning democracy. However, since making my investment, I now realize the company will neither thrive nor serve this societal imperative in its current form. Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company. As a result, I am offering to buy 100% of Twitter for $54.20 per share in cash, a 54% premium over the day before I began investing in Twitter, and a 38% premium a day before my investment was publicly announced. My offer is my best and final offer, and it is not acceptable. I will need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. Twitter has extraordinary potential. I will unlock it, Elon Musk. So he's already massively increased the value, almost 30% just since he started buying into it a week ago. And he's saying, it's going to go up 10x if you just let me take control of it and stop censoring everybody. And their response is, no, hell no. We want to censor everybody because George Soros is also a big shareholder. According to Vital Knowledge, Adam Crisafulli must offer is too low for shareholders for the board to accept. However, the offer is likely to send the blue checkmark journalist and far left activists into hysterics, given they have largely turned Twitter into a platform that buries and ring fences free speech rather than facilitates it. And it goes on from there. It's already up more than 10%. Now it's up 18% on that just since last night's announcement. So, very, very exciting things taking place. And a lot of people on Twitter, hundreds of thousands of retweets, have been talking about the fact that can Elon hurry up and unban Alex Jones? Nature needs healing, says Blair White. If Elon brings Trump and Alex Jones back, his investment in Twitter might be 10x overnight. Jordan Chachetel. Some of the other ones. Brett Sampson, do you think Elon Musk should bring Donald Trump, Louis Furcon, Alex Jones back to Twitter in order to begin destroying free speech? So I'm very honored to be at the very center of these international, national discussions. It's very, very important. And we're going to have Dr. Darren Beatty joining us to discuss this at the bottom of the hour and the huge developments on January 6th that I know listeners are sick of hearing of. I am too. But the feds and the globalist control Justice Department are saying they're running their whole operation on this. It's not the Russians. It's not the Chinese. It's not the drug cartels. It's not the radical Muslims. None of that's a threat. It's all white people and the epidemic of white mass shootings that are extremely rare and kill less than 50 people a year. But doesn't matter what statistics show. Doesn't matter. That's ass backwards. Doesn't matter that white people on average are extremely nonviolent statistically. Not as much as Asians, but some of the most peaceful group by demographic. It doesn't matter. We are terrorists because the evil Raggedy Ann, the female Chucky, says so. And because the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, says so. And because the ADL says so. You just saw the white supremacist attack on the New York subway a few days ago. It was terrible. That's what the white people do. They're bad. They've got to be dealt with. In case you just tuned in, that's satire. It was a black supremacist schizophrenic that did it. We don't blame black people for that. Like you don't blame white people for Adolf Hitler or white people for Jeffrey Dahmer. But that's how the authoritarians work. They're constantly trying to blame groups for what individuals do. That is not freedom. That is extreme, hardcore tyranny. And the classical manifestation of authoritarianism. But let me tell you what we're going to hit when we come back. And that's the economic news and the Russian news and a prelude to the human-animal cloning news, the new developments there that we're going to be hitting in the next hour. And then we have two special guests, and I like both these guys a lot, and I think they both, you know, have a right to say what they say and what they're doing. But Dr. Brian Artis came out of, I don't know, like 4 or 5 days ago with his snake venom theory, because the effects of COVID, whether it's the vaccine or the virus, are very similar to what one type, there's two different types of snake venom, does in the body. But he thinks that they're putting it in the water or something, and I just don't see how that works, because it would dilute the snake venom. We know the COVID virus can get in feces and survive in the water, and we know it does have snake venom-like effects. So I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this with him, And then Dr. Richard Fleming is not a fan of this. He's a medical doctor and really been the cutting edge of exposing what's happening. He's a big research scientist. He's going to be talking about this, but I'm not going to spend all day on that. We're going to talk to Dr. Brian Artis about a bunch of great issues and things he's up to. He's done a great job exposing COVID fraud and the rest of it, the COVID tyranny. And we're going to have Dr. Fleming on about just all the big developments that have come out now, confirming the vaccine isn't a vaccine, confirming it's causing all the problems. I'm not going to spend the whole second and third hour talking about snake venom theory. It's been super viral, and I've been asked about it. We've had tens of thousands of emails conservatively come in. I mean, just thousands and thousands of emails a day. And we've had Owens covered it, and others have covered it, and had Dr. Artis on. So I thought, let's get to the bottom of this as quickly as we can. Is it synthetic? Is it aerosolized? That's all declassified and admitted. Is it a bioweapon? Hell yeah. Is it coming from snakes? I don't know.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for essentially produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it. It's just true that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the info war. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was a tale of two cities. The paradoxical universe. All right. The situation in Russia and in Ukraine is obviously really bad. It is an open proxy war that's rapidly devolving into a full-scale war between NATO and Russia. And now they've got tanks and heavy weapons and aircraft have been brought in to be given to the Ukrainians, and the Russians are going to keep escalating. And this is just a real humanitarian disaster. And the facts are in. NATO and the globalists went and started the fight. In fact, find that clip from yesterday, 2014, where I talk about the CIA backing the overthrow, because that was on the news at the time. It wasn't a secret. And George Soros going on CNN and bragging that he got $5 billion of tax money to overthrow the elected government. And then they started giving weapons to these militias that are white supremacists that started attacking the ethnic Russia area in the east that's almost 100% Russian. And the Russians got pissed off and lured into the invasion. Doesn't mean that's good either. But that's the truth. That is absolutely the truth. And now Russia has warned this could turn into a nuclear war and has said we're going to start bombing your convoys, which is like the Germans in World War I running ads in the New York Times saying don't sail on the Lusitania. It's flagged as a cruise liner, but it's really a British military ship carrying munitions from New York. We're going to sink it. They ran the ad for a month and sank the damn thing and killed over 1,000 people, and the U.S. entered World War I. So it's all admitted that the United States is running the war over there. U.S. Special Operations, the U.S. Army is over there. I know people that are over there currently on the front lines with Ukrainians killing Russians and getting shot at and people dying on their side. I know multiple people. There's a fellow who works in this building, was just here a few years ago training people. It's all secret. That's just the basics I know. So, of course, we know this. But, oh, it broke internationally a few days ago. Pulitzer Prizes are in order. Americans are in charge of the war, says French journalist who returned from Ukraine. So, yes, do I think our military should be over there running hunter-killer drones and all sorts of stuff and killing Russians? No. I think the Russians should have invaded? No. I mean, Putin walked into a trap, and they now admit that. I said day one, I believe Putin's walked into a trap. And I don't know how he blames his intelligence chiefs that he was walking into a NATO trap. Russia threatens new nuclear deployments if Sweden and Finland join NATO. 74% of Americans think worst of war in Ukraine is not yet to come. I say they're right. University National Poll finds in Canada. Breaking. Flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet hit by Ukrainian missiles, dead in the water, crew evacuated. Wednesday afternoon, Eastern, multiple Ukrainian sources started reporting that the Moscow, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, had been hit by two Neptune anti-ship cruise missiles. Fired from near Odessa, the missile is a native Ukrainian design based on the Russian KH-35, but has superior range and accuracy because it wasn't designed in Russia. It has a range of about 175 miles and has only entered active service last year. Things are getting serious quick, folks. Zelensky put out his wish list, and Biden jumped up, clicked his heels, and said, yes, sir. Today I spoke with President Zelensky and shared with him my administration's authorizing additional $800 million, it's like every day they do this, of weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance to Ukraine. Psaki, world leaders do not care what Joe Biden says. Boy, the undermining of him is just incredible. So Obama's running the show and getting ready to get rid of his puppet. U.S. sends Ukraine more weapons and intelligence to repel Russian offensive, says the Financial Times of London. It's about $800 million a week. U.S. lawmakers call for deliveries of heavy weapons to Ukraine as war pivots east. Biden announces another $800 million, as I mentioned. And the Russians have come out and said, we're going to start hitting your convoys when they come into the country. Here's Reuters. Russia says U.S. NATO weapons transports in Ukraine are legitimate targets. They've been saying that for a while, but now they say they're getting ready to start hitting them as even heavier weapons are delivered. And here's just an example of a warning to the Cunard cruise line, Lusitania, going from Liverpool to New York, saying, do not get on the ship. We're going to sink it. Imperial German Embassy, Washington, D.C., April 22nd, 1915. And you know the rest. The rest is history. The sinking of that ship on May 7th, 1915. Meanwhile, Google is demonetizing all content that victim blames Ukraine or presents a counter-narrative. Yeah, don't show both sides. That's just classical Western ideology and research and what free countries have. No, no, just show only what you're told to say, like the vaccine works. Or 15 days to flatten the curve, and that's all. Now unfolding, though, Taiwan gives citizens survival handbook in case of Chinese invasion, with that looming. Four EU and NATO presidents visit Kiev to discuss security weapons and war crimes. And the UN is there now saying they're going to go after Russian war crimes. Of course, you know, the Ukrainians, they can do no harm because we were told so. Well, you've seen you're not allowed to look at both sides of this. You're supposed to just go along with the establishment view. We're going to look at this huge development with the attempted takeover, corporate hostile takeover by Elon Musk of Twitter with Dr. Darren Beatty, and the big developments, of course, that have been coming out on the situation with Twitter. That is all coming up in the next segment. And then we have, again, several other big guests today. But I have some good news because it's a great product that makes people's lives amazing, and it keeps us on the air. It's been sold out for months, but we got a limited shipment of Brain Force Ultra back in stock. Turbo Force is 10-hour, clean, intense, time-release, different types of natural energy and compounds. Brain Force Plus lasts about 5 hours. It is a totally different formula. Natural stimulant, very, very healthy, very, very good, nootropic. Brain Force Ultra is cold-pressed and a mixture of the compounds, but goes under the tongue. Tastes really good, by the way. You've never tasted anything like it. It's own flavors. And then it hits in 15 minutes. And people love it because it dissipates in 2 to 4 hours. For me, it's about 2 hours. So it metabolizes very quick, hits very quick, and then goes out of you very quick. So if I've got to go out at 7, 8 at night, I'm exhausted, don't want to go to a movie or whatever, but the missus wants to go, you just take a squirt of this out of the tongue, and in 15 minutes, it gives you just a good, clean, focused stimulation like nothing else out there, and then it dissipates in 2 to 4 hours, and you can sleep. So Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we keep the broadcast on the air. And we've had a lot of people ask us, because they get paid on Fridays, to extend the big 75% off mega sale. So it's extended through Sunday, and then that's it, because a lot of these are about to sell out, like Pollen Block, 40% off, InfoWars Immune Support, Physio Magnesium, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Vaso Beast, Phytra Selenium, and the T-shirts are all at cost till they sell out. So get these limited editions while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com, and thank you for keeping the tip of the spear on air. God bless you. We'll be right back.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations, and I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it was a year ago that Tucker Carlson and Dr. Darren Beatty and others, like yours truly, were on air pointing out massive federal fingerprints all over January 6th. And why do we harp on January 6th? Because this right here, if you're a TV viewer, you can see it, is the Democratic Party's entire re-election strategy for 2022-2024 is saying the American people are terrorists. And we were saying this over a year ago. Now you see them coming out and saying, oh yeah, the school boards are terrorists, questioning critical race theory is terrorist, everybody are terrorists, and the number one threat is white supremacist. Well, what's a white supremacist? Anybody that questions elections or lockdowns or anything the Democratic Party says. So total vindication. I wanted to get Dr. Darren Beatty, who's been the tip of the spear on this, a professor, but also one of the advisors to President Trump. I wanted to get him on, because he's a political scientist, to talk about where we are right now and how big a deal it is with the whole Whitmer kidnapping fiasco with the not guilty verdicts and the mistrial of everybody. Nobody convicted because the witnesses are there and they have the recordings of the FBI and informants bossing around and commanding and browbeating people into going along with them on plots they believe were being led by a militia leader, not by the FBI. So this is beyond entrapment. I don't know what you call it when you actually hatch the plan and lead the plan. I would call it leading your own insurrection and then framing the people. So Dr. Beatty with Revolver.News, a juggernaut of incredible research, not just on January 6th, but so much. We're going to talk Elon Musk, China, the Russia war, next segment, and all that huge news. But Dr. Beatty, good to have you on. Wow, this is quite a moment of vindication for all of us.
No, it's an incredible moment, and it's really an occasion of justice. I call it a moment of justice, and it, you know, as to whether we should be optimistic about it beyond that, it remains to be seen, because I think optimism really requires some expectation of accountability. And I don't know if that expectation is ultimately justified at this point, but it's certainly spectacular to see this narrow humiliation of the Justice Department, and also a vindication for many of the defendants who are unfairly put in this position, arguably entrapped by the federal government itself. There are two of the defendants who were found neither guilty nor not guilty, and so the Department of Justice has to decide whether or not they want to pursue charges a second time. So we'll see what they do there. But it certainly is a worthy capstone to this train of humiliations and really sordid behavior on the part of the federal government, Department of Justice, and FBI.
Absolutely. What do you make of the federal documents that came out in court, were reported on by the Epoch Times, now all over the news, even Reuters I saw was covering it, that 20 informants just in and around where this Oath Keeper was, and they admitted here the Oath Keepers were not violent at all. So just in that one area, 20 FBI and ATF embedded, upwards of 1,000 commandos that you first broke, they now confirm in and around the crowd, that they would have just helped me try to stop people going in. With 100 extra cops, I could have done it. But it turns out they had upwards of 1,000. This is bare minimum dereliction of duty, leaving a few dozen cops to fend off, the minority of folks who tried to break in.
Yes, this certainly seems highly significant. My understanding is it comes from a motion filed by an attorney for one of the defendants in the Oath Keeper cases, a great man called Thomas Caldwell. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to see the full motion, and so I don't know what specific information is attached to this claim of a number of ATF and FBI agents. I would certainly be interested to see whether they're agents, whether they're informants. Assets is kind of a general term, but we don't even need this to really kind of have an understanding of what the layout was. Many months earlier, the New York Times reported that there were FBI informants in the Capitol reporting to the FBI in real time as January 6th played out. So we know they had informants in there, and we know, therefore, that they were informed. And so the question is, given that they had some visibility into these organizations that they're claiming were planning this in advance, why didn't they stop it? Why did they allow it to happen, or potentially even go further than allowing it to happen? And that question kind of answers itself, but the answer is so dark and so disruptive to the mainstream narrative surrounding January 6th that the regime is doing everything they can to push back against the truth on this issue.
As you know, it's been in the New York Times, Washington Post, everywhere, that Ali Alexander and I are now who they're, quote, zeroing in on. When we were there and had no idea this was going to happen, it's on record. We tried to stop what was happening. We had a stage over at Lot 8 between the Supreme Court and the Capitol. That's where the Supreme Court believed Trump was going. But then when we show up, there's really no security there, and all the hell had already broken loose in the hour before. I don't understand how the Justice Department is subpoenaing everybody and wants to meet with us. They wanted to meet this week, and then now they want to meet next week, a whole group of them coming down here. And really, I don't have nothing to hide. I'm happy to meet with them, but I almost want to ask them, are you involved? Because you're asking me what happened. You guys know better than I. You were surveilling everybody. You're all over the damn place. So, I mean, it's kind of ask backwards to come ask me what happened when I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Ron, absolutely. Look, there are so many basic questions that aren't answered, and you don't even have to get into the real dark corners that Revolver News has been exposing from the beginning regarding active federal involvement. How about the question of, simple question of why on January 6th, which everyone knew would have been a highly politically charged day with very important political proceedings going on, how do you account for the fact that not only did they simply not have conventional level of security, they had uniquely poor security on that day? Why not identify the 10 principal people who would have been responsible for that circumstance, subpoena them, look at all their records, and get to the bottom of why the hell did it have no security? How did these so-called insurrectionists even get into the Capitol?
Well, and why aren't they sending three free FBI and three federal prosecutors to talk to Ray Epps? Why do they want to talk to Ali Alexander and Alex Jones as if we know what the hell was going on there?
Well, the Ray Epps question is certainly one of the most fascinating ones. I mean, here you have an individual who seems to have been one of the key coordinators of the initial breach point of the Capitol that set it all off, that set the stage for this rally to turn into a riot and so-called insurrection. He is the only person in the mountains of video footage pertaining to January 6th and January 5th. He's the only person caught on camera explicitly, repeatedly, in a determined fashion, calling on people to go into the Capitol. And sure enough, he's right there at that initial breach point. And he appears early on in the FBI most wanted list pertaining to January 6th. They quietly take him off, and then other than bombshell, explosive, narrative-shaping Revolver News piece, we don't hear from him at all. And you have people like Adam Kinzinger, who's a bizarre sort of yes-man apparatchik for the regime, who has a propensity to just cry uncontrollably at bizarre and inappropriate times. You have Adam Kinzinger, weirdly, in multiple public appearances, just introducing the case of Ray Epps, saying, oh, I don't want my children or grandchildren to ever think that this was something done by, you know, Ray Epps. He's bizarrely attached to this Ray Epps issue and into defending Ray Epps, which is such a remarkable contrast to the, typical posture pertaining to January 6th and those involved, which was that any old grandma who happened to be standing around the Capitol grounds at any point is a de facto domestic terrorist.
That's right. Dr. Beatty, stay right there. I want to ask where you think this is going ahead of the election and so much more. We'll talk about Elon Musk and the massive Twitter news.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up at the start of the next hour, the hybrid aliens are among us. No, this is public, hiding in plain view. All the UFO channel and everybody's obsessing over little lights in the sky or whatever, most of it man-made. Aliens have been designed right here on Earth. That's coming up at the start of the next hour. Then we have some special guests joining us to lay out the latest COVID developments and more. Dr. Darren J. Beatty is a former professor of political science at Duke University, went on to serve in the White House as speechwriter and advisor to Trump. He's now founder of Revolver.News, at Darren J. Beatty. And speaking of at Darren J. Beatty, your take on the Elon Musk situation. I noticed you had a great headline. I borrowed from it today for InfoWars show headline. The battle of the century, so I said the fight of the century, for free speech is here. The battle of the century. Here's what happens if Elon Musk buys Twitter. But just the way he's bringing it front and center, how they censor, in and of itself is a victory. And we see their stock up just 18% since he announced this today, already up over 10%, just in his interest in Twitter. This is really a big deal. Give us your take on where this is going.
Well, it's truly remarkable. I think it's the most significant thing going on. Period. There are so few developments that are actually real in our politics, in our system. So much is just fake and performative. And here is one of the handful of genuine live players on the planet who's making a real move for the highest stakes imaginable, someone who's actually playing for keeps. And to get a sense of exactly what the stakes are, you have to understand what Twitter actually is. Twitter is no ordinary private company. I'd point out that there are many other companies that have a much larger market cap than Twitter, and the question of who runs these companies is virtually inconsequential. The question of who runs Twitter is existential. is existential for the regime, because all of the major stakeholders in this regime depend on information control in the global public square. And Twitter is a major part of the global public square. It's the epicenter of narrative formation and dissemination. It's where journalists, celebrities, captains of industry communicate to the public. It is a stage for public diplomacy on the nation state level, and increasingly even hybrid warfare. As you see, a lot of accounts that are putting out information that contradict the propaganda pertaining to the Russia-Ukraine situation, those are being canceled off of Twitter. So there's such enormous stakes, and it's such a tremendous asset for the stakeholders of our regime. The question of who controls it is actually far more significant than Twitter's relatively meager $40 billion or whatever valuation.
I totally agree. I mean, let me give it to you this way. I want your view on this, Doctor. The globalists all communicate with each other over this. It's a perfect place to share information. It's the pollinator for some of the other bigger sites like Google and Instagram and Facebook, where it's all basically shattered and atomized. Twitter is not atomized, and certain things get pushed to the top. And it's a place where it's designed for the College of Ideas to push things to the top, not controlled information. And so we know Twitter's been in decline during censorship, and so this would bring it back, it would explode it, and it would make it a new bellwether example to basically force the other companies to stop following the Chinese communist model or authoritarian model and to get back to the Americana model. So you're right. This is a very revolutionary moment right here, and we really need him to succeed. There's a lot of different angles and ways he could succeed. And we could also get nationalists and patriots and conservatives to go buy the stock ourselves, or if we have it, sell it to Elon Musk. There's a lot of things we can do.
Absolutely. And I think ultimately, though, what this is, it's the declaration of war against the regime, what I call the globalist American empire, for the reasons I've described. And that Elon, who is a tremendously smart person and, as is evidenced here, a tremendously a bold and courageous person, he needs to fully understand exactly the arena that he's stepping into, because the regime is going to throw everything at him. He is going to become, in a second, in a moment, he is going to become a combination of Putin, of Derek Chauvin, of Trump 2016, of Alex Jones, times 10,000, if not more, and it's going to be continuous, nonstop assault, the likes of which we haven't seen. So I hope.
And Doctor, you're right about that. He's super smart. I think he knows the time is right to break with the system and create new platforms. You know, I've known about this for a long time. I'm going to leave it at this. But Joe Rogan and Elon hang out a lot, and I've learned some of the things from Joe, but also others. But there's a lot of stuff going on here in Austin for free speech and new platforms and new podcasting and new Twitters and a lot of busy bees, a lot of busy ants over in these laboratories, strangely where I've been for 14 years, are being built all around me. This is like the center of the new Renaissance. Is where we are, and it's very, very exciting. And I think he knows what you're saying is true. And so I would ask the question, why has he decided now is the moment to strike? I think he knows the establishment's weak, it's evil, it's collapsing, it's in trouble, and he wants to be part of the new wave. He wants to be the leader of the new wave.
No, exactly. It is a precious, rare moment of somebody in this system who made it at the highest level who's actually willing to take existential political risk. He's playing in the highest stakes. He's playing for keeps. But ultimately, that's what you need to do in order to win the future. And so he's doing exactly what someone in his position should do. So I commend him for that. I hope he's prepared for what's coming. And I hope he continues to go forward with his project here.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, I remember being at dinner with some folks a year ago, and they're like, watch what Elon Musk does. He's about to take on the whole power structure. He's with us. And I'm like, yeah, really? And then I see his actions more and more showing that. And then I know some folks in the White House, obviously, close to him in the Pentagon as well. And he succeeded at the best electric cars, at the best heavy boosters. He succeeded basically at everything he's done. And this is a revolutionary situation here. So I'm really excited to see him really orbiting towards Renaissance and liberty. and he'll become like a binary star of liberty if he does this. I mean, this is George Washington type stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And it really goes to show where the vector for true power actually is. I think just as a thought exercise, if Elon is able to pull this off, if this tremendous achievement of sort of liberating the public square and restoring free speech to it is achieved through private mechanisms, essentially through a multi-billionaire buying a stake and infecting a hostile takeover of a company, this is more consequential than the outcome of 2024 politically, and it might help to just reorient our thinking about how energy and resources should be directed in order to affect the change that we want.
I totally agree. And let me add this one key point. I'll have you back soon about your geopolitical views, because I really agree with them. I think you're a smart guy, a revolutionary in your own right. The spin by Bloomberg, the spin by CNN, the New York Times is all, oh, a billionaire troll hijacking media. We can't allow that. We've got to keep it independent and pure. Those are all owned by billionaire trolls. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post and a bunch of other stuff. So as soon as one billionaire does something they don't like, they're all together as a gang of billionaires. He's the one guy standing up. Now, he's the powerful establishment. No, he's fighting the establishment.
Yeah, no, we saw this same paradigm with Trump where they say, oh, he's a billionaire. Yeah, Elon's a multi-billionaire, but still someone of his stature taking on the entire system, the entire regime, which make no mistake, that's what this is. He's the underdog here. He's the person representing the people. If he actually goes forward and institutes free speech, that would be the most significant achievement in recent history. And it's so funny to see all of these journalists and establishment apparatchiks say, oh, the prospect of this billionaire restoring free speech to our global platform is a threat to democracy. They're coming out and saying it. Free speech, freedom of thought, is a threat to democracy, which gives you a sense of what they actually mean when they use the term democracy. They mean control by themselves and their mafia friends who own this corrupt system.
That's right. Dr. Beatty, Revolver News. Everybody should follow you, Darren J. Beatty, on Twitter and revolver.news. Thank you so much. In 50-second closing, what do you expect in the midterms? You know, they talk about the Democrats marching towards their own destruction on a death march. I mean, they're doing everything they can to destroy themselves. What are you predicting?
Well, you know, for precisely the reason I stated, I haven't been really following the midterms from a predictive sense. There are some people that I like, but frankly, I don't have any prognostications as far as the general political situation.
Well, I think the Democrats are going to try to steal it and basically demonize anybody that questions election fraud as a terrorist. That's their whole drumbeat, so we know where they're going.
Quite possibly so. I wouldn't be shocked at all. They're using the January 6th pretext to simply remove people from electoral ballots, which gives you a sense of what's at stake in the January 6th narrative.
Yeah, if you question an election and say it was stolen, we won't let you run and we'll remove you from office, which is exactly what we're accusing him of. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you.
Hour number two straight ahead. Get ready.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5. Fresh, actually produced. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era,
With all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well, but this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last week, a jury acquitted two men of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, because it was clear that the FBI set the whole thing up. While it is surprisingly good news to hear of their acquittal, it is not strange to hear of the FBI setting people up. They've been doing it for generations. During the late 60s, FBI informant Tommy the Traveler traveled to colleges throughout the U.S. posing as a student protester. He encouraged nonviolent activists to make Molotov cocktail explosives out of gasoline and successfully convinced two students at Hobart College to firebomb a campus ROTC building. Joseph Burton was hired and funded by the FBI to start a group of Maoist radicals that was deployed to the 1972 Republican Convention to encourage peaceful demonstrators to topple a bus and blow it up. The bomb that killed six people at the World Trade Center.
10 miles of flame in downtown Kiev, the capital city of the Ukraine, the battleground between the Anglo-American New World Order and the collapsed former Soviet attempted World Order. And you have the George Soros, CIA, globalist-funded groups, many of which have real beefs with the government, absolutely going wild, absolutely attacking and shooting police. They've stolen thousands of, quote, firearms from the military and police, calling for the country to join the EU. They're mad that the government a few months ago, and there was also a vote in their parliament, did not enter the EU. Listen, I don't want them to join Russia or the EU. How about we have sovereign countries again that aren't dominated by corrupt kleptocratic empires? The bottom line here is, just like the Syria civil war, it is the West quarterbacking and running this entire operation. Let me check it out right here. I'm going to pull it up right now. I'm going to go to the old NSA search engine, and I'm going to say 5 billion, 5 billion. We have it. American, okay, global research, American conquest by subversion. Victoria Nuland admits Washington has spent $5 billion to subvert Ukraine. That's a quote. Print that for me, and they'll have great bibliography at the bottom. That's global research. After three visits to Ukraine in 5 weeks, Victoria Nuland from the State Department explains that the past two decades, it's the last year, the United States has spent $5 billion to subvert Ukraine and assures her listeners that there are prominent businesses and government officials who support the U.S. project to tear Ukraine away from its historic relationship with Russia and into a U.S. sphere of influence via Europe. It's not a U.S. sphere. It's a banker sphere. And then it just goes on. And then she's given low numbers at that Exxon event she was at. It's $5 billion the last 14, 15 months. But I'm digressing. Imagine the magnitude of that. That they're financing this.
InfoWars.
tomorrow's news today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest joining us to talk about the snake venom theory that has taken the internet by storm. And Mike Adams thinks it's got some validity. I respect him a lot. I respect Dr. Artist. So we're going to be talking to him and others coming up about this. And I've got articles here. Snake Venom Company, Venomtech, announces partnership with Charles River Laboratories, which ran Fauci's secret island of medical experiments on monkeys and beagles. So we're going to be looking at that, how it ties into COVID and more straight ahead with our special guest today. And we've got all the other COVID news we haven't hit yet as well. We're going to be going over Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Tell everybody, you know, tune in now. This is important stuff.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Brian Artist is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. There's the headline for today's broadcast. We're into hour number two. Elon Musk launches free speech fight of the century with hostile takeover of Twitter. Meanwhile, the FBI now admits that Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson were right when we claimed that the FBI agents were involved in the January 6th rally. Special guest Dr. Darren J. Beattie just joined us and laid all that information out. Also, I am joined by Dr. Brian Artist to discuss the controversial COVID-19 snake venom theory, and Dr. Richard Fleming is breaking down the latest exclusive intel on the COVID medical tyranny rollout and more in the third hour today ahead of Ali Alexander hosting the fourth hour, then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, The War Room. But first, I wanted to hit this. Everything the globalists do, everything the transhumanists do, everything they're engaged in is anti-human. And we have a 10-minute compilation video that I'll give you the title of in a moment of the main scientist, the futurist of the Davos Group saying the post-human world's here. You have no conscience. You have no free will. We own you. I mean, it's like aliens landed and we're saying you will be assimilated. We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. So we have that clip as well. But folks don't understand, they've had human-animal splice clones for 20, 30 years in the United States. I say 20, 30. Hell, I was covering that they had it around for at least a decade when I first got on air 25, 26, 27 years ago. So this is a huge deal. But whether you believe it's from outer space and aliens are running it, or these are crazy humans that are manifesting some program that's in them, they are building an anti-human world. So John Bowne's going to report the hybrid aliens among us. But if you don't believe me, just type in human-animal hybrids are gestating on U.S. labs across the U.S. That's like a five-year-old article out of MIT Quarterly. And now they're, of course, got all these pigs that are part human and cows that are part human and spiders that create, or goats that are part spiders that produce body armor. That's 40-year-old technology. So the globalists are having a revolution taking over our bodies, a revolution taking over our genes with these injections. And the head of the Davos Group and his minions all admit this. And when I talk about it, or Dr. Artist talks about it, or any of these people talk about it, oh, we're kooks, it doesn't exist, while they're simultaneously admitting it all. So here's John Bowne's report. I hope you share it. It's at man.video in the John Bowne section. Just click the left-hand corner and find it, the link, or it's posted on InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com and on band.video. The hybrid aliens are among us. Here it is.
If your parents don't love and accept you for who you are this Christmas, I'm your parents now.
With all of the inhumane state-sponsored sexualization of America's children,
this Amaze website really normalizes porn.
The real drivers behind this are the Planned Parenthood Action Fund.
Yes.
Tammy Murphy worked closely with Advocates for Youth. So they found a way to connect with kids with what they're used to doing, playing on their devices and watching little cartoons. But they've taken away what the truth is about pornography, which they're being ripened for grooming for sexual abuse by adults.
The war on basic fundamental human rights.
Vaccine passports or digital ID wallets or whatever name they call it. In Italy, it's the green passport. We have new names and they keep morphing them to help them market it. If it snaps into place with an all digital financial system, including CBDCs, they will convert our home, our car, and our communities into digital concentration camps. And I don't use that term lightly. At that moment, there will be no hope of building anything. We will have entered into a slavery system in which a handful of the most powerful people in the world can strip you and I of our assets, of our children, and control literally every aspect of our life, where we go, what we read, what we say, and what we eat. We have 1, maybe 2 years to stop it.
And the propaganda deluge.
We are not fake news. We are real news.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
Some rioters were planning to murder lawmakers.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The biggest terror threat in this country comes from radicals on the far right, primarily white men.
The divide between humanity and a seemingly alien dictatorship grows with each passing day. Things have gone so far left that it isn't surprising that ufologists are beginning to claim that our government has been infiltrated by hybrid aliens.
I have been reliably informed by a Washington source that there is a hybridization program in process. A group of aliens plan to produce hybrids, combination of human beings and their own beings. If what I've learned is true, there is an intention on the part of these hybridizing species to take over the planet. The aliens have apparently created a hybridized species so that they can survive much better on the surface of this planet than hunkered down in their alien bases.
So Tim, is it possible that there are hybrids walking down the streets of this town today?
Definitely.
People are abducted many, 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 many times, sometimes hundreds of times if they're old enough. And they might remember 2 or 3 instances. But this phenomenon is clandestine. It is secret. And the way in which you start secrecy is by making sure that the abductee does not remember what happened to them.
Ufology specialist Dr. David Jacobs, a professor of history at Temple University and an author, has written several books on the subject of alien abductions, interviewing alleged survivors to gather and compare different testimony, which he claims forms a terrifying conclusion. He claims aliens are not only abducting humans, but are using mind control to integrate themselves into Earth's civilization and its governments. And an alien species is preparing to take over the Earth. Recently, the Pentagon released a trove of UFO-related documents due to a FOIA request. A common thread among the documents were abductees with burns, heart problems, apparent abductions, and...
All right, let's stop right there. The full report, there's a lot more of it, is on band.video. The hybrid aliens are among us. But for TV viewers and radio listeners, I'm going to put on screen MIT... I'm going to put Reuters AP. There it is. Human animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. Part animal, part human. Okay? This is old news. So everybody's talking about UFOs and flying saucers. The globalists say, we don't believe in God yet. We're going to become God. We don't believe in aliens yet. We're making aliens. So I'm not putting down John Bowne and his alien off-world controlling an angle. The Bible says it's a fallen angel manipulating life here on Earth. I'm saying it's confirmed it's going on in front of us. I mean, here's Harari, full videos on Infowars.com, the chief advisor to the World Economic Forum. He's their futurist. It's a 10-minute video But here's just a few minutes of it. Him openly saying, we're in a post-human world. Humans are over. Your free will is over. Here it is.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin.
Mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood
pressure? All right, folks, the full video is 10 minutes long. I'm going to add it in post when we upload this to band.video. But he gets into, we're God, we're taking over, you're obsolete, we're going to get rid of you. And he represents the most powerful group on earth that worships him. He's saying, we're going to kill you. But he's gay too, so it's okay. It's like, oh, Tim Cook runs death camps, but he's gay. It's like, well, I mean, if you're gay, it's all right. Okay. And he wears black turtlenecks. So that's all coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. You know, that's going on. It's kind of not hard to believe that they're creating synthetic snake venom and dumping it in the water. We know they're putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. So we're going to talk about it with Dr. Brian Artis straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever, because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com.
We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Our good syndicated talk show host, Stu Peters, did an interview with Dr. Brian Artis on Monday that's gone really viral, and my phone's blown up, my email has, about snake venom in the water. So I went and actually researched what they said. That was a very small part of what was discussed. It became a distraction from the real research that Fauci and others have been looking at weaponizing synthetic snake venom, and Mike Adams sent me a whole plethora of articles and documents and studies about it. We're going to be discussing here today, but are they putting poison in the water? Well, here it is. This is out of a major study out of Harvard, 2012. Impact of fluoride on neurological development in children. Massive IQ drops as much as 15 points with just one part per million of fluoride. On average, the U.S. has 1.8. Study prompts call for lower fluoride consumption by pregnant women. Reuters. Harvard study finds fluoride lowers IQ. This is mainstream news. This is Reuters, okay? So we know they're putting poison in the water, and we know that it lowers fertility and lowers IQ. So would they put synthetic snake poison out there? Because we know that there's two types of snake poison, snake venom, but one of them acts just like the spike protein with the blood clots and the attacks in the blood. And so it was Dr. Brian Artis doing research on all this. He's been a guest before. We're going to go right to him. The DrArtisShow.com. On Telegram is the Dr. Artis Show. He gets a lot of attacks out there, and we really appreciate him. He heads labs, the Artis Labs, the Healing Center. We got a whole bunch of stuff at his bio. I'm not going to go over it here. He's an author. You can find out everything about him on his website, the Dr. Artis Show. Doc, this is a big story, obviously, and people have cherry-picked what was going on and kind of focused on a tiny part you were covering, but what's the big picture here, and why do you think this story's blown up so big?
Well, it is very disturbing. It's been very emotional, actually, to uncover the research I have gone through and all the documents for the last 4 months. I never intended to ever fall upon this idea that just there could be the possibility that there are evil agendas afoot that were even worse than I imagined with the COVID-19 agenda. I already knew about the hospital protocols. I've been on your program and talked about remdesivir, I mean, even a year ago. And then there's been one after another studies, World Health Organization database reviews that actually back everything I've been making claims about from the original studies of remdesivir. I've never intended on looking at snake venom or peptides from snake venom as a weapon. But when Dr. Richard Bartlett sent me a text on December 1st, he sent me a text that said, "Hey, Dr. Artis, if you got bit by a rattlesnake, would you go to a hospital and get antivenom?" And he sent that to me because he knew I didn't know something about antivenom. He wanted me to look at that text and go like this. Of course I would go do that. He wanted me to look internal and know that I would trust monoclonal antibodies, which is what antivenom is made from. A lot of antivenom is made from that. And that it could be trusted in a life-saving emergency like he's been using in monoclonal antibody infusion centers he created. But what it did to my brain was, I first recognized that I was wrong about monoclonal antibodies. He's been using them. Doctors have been using them successfully to treat COVID. But what I didn't know was antivenom could be a source of monoclonal antibodies as a solution to venom bites or bites from snakes. So, Alex, this is what happened. I wanted to know, if monoclonal antibodies can be anti-venom, has there ever been a source suggestion of COVID-19 that it might possibly have been snakes? If it is true that all these doctors around the country have successfully used monoclonal antibodies, and at the same time, our federal health agencies have not been encouraging monoclonal antibodies, especially since Omicron came out as the dominant variant, the FDA in January banned the use of all monoclonal antibodies. They don't want anybody touching them. So they obviously work, because the CDC, FDA, and NIH have been telling all the doctors using things that work against COVID what to use and what not to use. So I had to take a deep look at myself and admit I was wrong about monoclonal antibodies. And then I had to find out, were there any documentation, research studies, when they looked at the source of SARS-CoV-2, that there was any ties to snakes? And holy crap, in January of 2020, April of 2020, independently in China and in France, they isolated the spike protein's genetic sequence, and they published that its codon usage bias was most similar to snakes. Snakes, the Chinese crate snake and the Chinese king cobra. I didn't know this. I didn't even know what codon usage bias meant. I had to look it up. Codon usage bias, by definition, means the origin source of the gene. It wasn't bats. It was actually two snakes in two different studies. And then I started to realize, oh my goodness, I need to go look and see, is there any possible connection to all of the random medications?
And then surprise, surprise, Fauci's fingerprints are all over it as usual.
All over it. So I wanted to know, is there any validity to the fact that they're banning hydroxychloroquine and bad-mouthing that from the beginning? Is there any possible link to the fact that hydroxychloroquine may be inhibitory to snake venom poisoning, that these scientists figured out it was the origin source based on the codon usage bias?
Well, let's go further. What's the symbol of medicine? Two snakes. What's the double helix? All of it. What does snake venom of that particular type do? It attacks and causes blood clots. It cuts the DNA into. Pretty crazy stuff. So basically you're brainstorming what's going on with snakes, and people are then cherry picking what you're saying, kind of misrepresenting it to say that you think you found out what's happening, but definitely you're on to something.
Yeah, I realized that when I look at hydroxychloroquine studies and then I want to look at venom. Did they ever do studies and found that hydroxychloroquine or antimalarials are inhibitory to snake venomation? And there's tons of studies about it. And then they also find that snake venom peptides called metalloproteinases destroy your body's ability to maintain metals like zinc and copper primarily. And zinc, if you supplement it, it protects and inhibits some of the destruction of snake venom. And then I realized this is possibly why they're actually attacking Dr. Ben Marble and Zev Zelenko from the beginning, that they were right about this. Then I wanted to look at
you're giving us background, but bottom line, what's the hypothesis right now? Clearly they're obsessed with snake venom. It's tied to it. What do we think's going on here?
Yeah. So what I come to surmise is that they're actually SARS-CoV-2, the respiratory virus, regardless if it's actually gain of function testing, the virus itself has had peptides of snake venom attached to it, either from crates or king cobras. Or in my opinion, I told Stu Peters, I said, I think they're actually just doing it in the water. If SARS-CoV-2 is a bioweapon and we know we're getting sick from it, isn't it weird that the CDC from the beginning of the pandemic has been water testing, looking for the bioweapon as a predictor of outbreaks in your town? They have 400 wastewater testing sites. They're looking for SARS-CoV-2 in the water. Why is that so weird that I would say I think it's in water?
Well, what's funny is there wasn't just Agent Orange sprayed in Vietnam. It came out they had synthetic cobra venom that was declassified like 20 years ago that they were actually spraying on people that caused blood clots and death. So the CIA and the Pentagon were spraying unknown amounts of gallons on the Viet Cong with snake venom.
Every single side effect that's appeared to be a mystery and unique to SARS-CoV-2 and the mRNA vaccines, go look at snake venom poisoning. They all cause all of them, including the loss of taste and smell.
But again, you're not saying they're actually draining the venom off cobras. They're obviously synthetic. Even the stuff in Vietnam was synthetic snake venom. You think though they've got synthetic snake venom dumping it in the water supply?
If I'm right, or if there's any possibility I might be right, I want
well,
you to
I mean,
tell me
I, you
more.
Know, I had family flying around in helicopters spraying it on people, so who knows? We'll be right back.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. They used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Here, historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates, it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. We do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Brian Artis is our guest. He's got the big story out questioning the bioweapon connection to snake venom, cobras, and others connected to COVID-19. I got mainstream articles connecting it to COVID-19 in the treatment, but also the origin. So this theory of yours, just in research, has exploded. Please continue with the evidence of what you think is really going on here.
Yeah, so let's start with the evidence before everybody just dismisses this. If anybody isn't convinced that my reality might be in question, I want you to take a look at this article, okay? This was published in October of 2021. This is just 6 months ago.
And I'll read it for radio listeners. Put it back up there, Doc. I'll read it because we have a lot of radio listeners. It Everybody is toxin-like peptides in plasma, urine, and fecal samples from COVID-19 patients, version 2, peer-reviewed, approved. Yeah, continue.
Okay, so they took 20 PCR-positive tested COVID-19 patients, and they ran their poop samples, urine samples, and blood samples. And they wanted to know, were there any venom-toxic peptides in those tissues? And then they compared it to people who did not test positive for SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. And they took them from multiple cities around Italy. In every single one of the PCR-tested positive COVID-19 patients, there was animal venom toxins in their blood, urine, and feces, all of them, including 20 snake venom peptides. How is it possible 20 different snake venom peptides ended up in the tissues of COVID-19 patients in a study in Italy just 6 months ago if there's not a snake venom connection? The other 16, there was a total of 36 of these venom peptides. The other 16 were from cono snails. It's called alpha toxin or alpha conotoxin. They've been making that venomous poison in lab since 1989 in mass quantities that is just as biologically active as the venom from the snail. So my question is, in this article, they state none of the controls who tested negative for SARS-CoV-2 had any of these venom peptides in their blood, urine, or fecal matter. But every single COVID-19 positive patient did. And isn't it weird? It's weird to me over the last 4 months that I've uncovered that snake venom research, even mRNA snake venom research, they use this test to identify and amplify its findings of the venom.
Well, Doc, I'll be honest. When I heard about this 2 days ago going viral, I thought, that's ridiculous. How do you dump a bunch of snake venom in the water? Because it would basically be diluted. It's not replicating like a virus, but that's not what you're saying. And when I went and looked, there's all these studies connecting it to COVID and back and forth, and the very globalists studying it, obsessed with it. So what you're saying is somehow they've taken elements of it and maybe created a virus out of snake venom so that a virus replicates but creates venom while it does. That would be genius. Then when you inject somebody, they're basically being given a colony that's going to slowly grow snake venom.
Yeah, that's very true. And then I had to look at the mRNA shots. The people who invented the mRNA shots are named Drew Weissman and Kathleen Carrico at the University of Pennsylvania. In 2009 and 2011, there's studies that when they were studying mRNA for gene therapy funded by the NIH and Anthony Fauci's department, each of these studies to do gene editing therapy, they used a substance called snake venom phosphodiesterase to cleave your RNA. To insert the mRNA. It's phenomenal. And if you go look at snake venom phosphodiesterase, I did this with Mike Adams. When you buy it online for $133, it actually describes that you can't mix snake venom phosphodiesterase that cleaves genetic material. You can't use glutathione with it. You can't use vitamin C with it. Or any cysteine products like N-acetylcysteine.
So it's all the same things. It's all the same things that stop COVID, stop snake venom.
Exactly right. So my worry is are the side effects of the mRNA shots possibly linked to snake venom poisoning also, or envenomation? The D-dimer level test. Have you heard about this, Alex? This
oh, yeah, almost 60+% of people that take D-dimers after the shot have blood clots.
Exactly. D-dimers are an elevated blood clotting marker in the blood. Dr. Hoff out of British Columbia tested all of his mRNA vaccinated patients, and they had these high elevations of it. Imagine my shock just last month when I uncovered on Medscape.com, one of the things you look for when you're interpreting D-dimer levels in the blood, lab techs and MDs, one of the five things they list is snake venom poisoning.
So let me ask you, what do you think's really going on here?
I have said from the beginning, just simply with the Remdesivir hospital protocols, this must be a mass genocide attempt by Anthony Fauci. When I look at this weapon possibly being and finding in the blood and poop and urine of COVID-19 patients snake venom toxins. Snake venom is in antiquity one of the most historical biological weapons ever used. Did they possibly, which they have confirmed, there's 19 venom-specific toxins in Indian king cobra venom that destroy organs in mammals.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm sure everybody's looking. I've never seen it on even Discovery Channel, but reading it, the Pentagon created synthetic cobra venom and sprayed it on Vietnam, not just the Agent Orange operation. But let's bring this up, Doc. This is the London Telegraph from last year, September last year. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bat caves. Leaked papers reveal they came to the Pentagon and said it was synthetic. They created a synthetic replicating virus they were going to spray on people and spray and spread. And that's what the Pentagon sources told me before this even came out. Doctor won't mention, but also General Flynn told me about all this. And here it is, a synthetic replicating toxin. So what it is connected to snake venom, obviously, in some of the studies. A replicating toxin, a replicating nanotech toxin.
Yeah, if you want to look at anything related to COVID, please just start looking through a lens that just possibly there's a connection to snake venom envenomation. And then treat it as such. You've all been doing a great job, medical doctors, at treating COVID-19 patients. Every side effect and symptom you've noticed, it works with the products you have. And it's
sure, but you know what I'm saying? You can't dump a barrel of snake venom in the water supply and have it have a big effect. It's diluted. But if they create replicating snake venom, now you've got something, a biomedical, synthetic, nanotech snake venom, because the studies are here, very similar to COVID-19, that would be a great weapon.
Yeah, look at this, too. This is a patent for a recombinant, if you want to read it. Can you read that?
Yes, I can.
This is for a adenovector COVID-19 vaccine. In the descriptor, it actually says, to prepare this element, take 50 microliters of the vaccine candidate strain venom. Really?
Start over again. Yeah, so this is crazy. So talk to me like I'm 5 years old. What do you think is really happening here, Dr. Artis?
I really think it's very possible that they are actually using snake DNA, mRNA. This is my hypothesis because of all the side effects of these shots, that they're taking mRNA gene sequencing from snakes and reptiles and actually cleaving your DNA with something called snake venom phosphodiesterase to get that snake venom DNA or mRNA into your gene sequence. Then you'll start replicating what they call spike proteins that destroy your internal tissue when it
exactly.
Can be
so you start. That's what I was saying. You start replicating snake venom.
Yes, and these are known peptides to shred membranes. You threw up the study where the University of Arizona published over the summer when they looked at people that died from COVID-19 in hospitals. There's this thing inside all of their blood at super high levels called phospholiparase A2 SPLA2. And it was also originally discovered in king cobra venom. And they said, it looks like these people died from venom coursing through their body. What if it really is venom coursing through their body? We should go look at that and go see. The geneticist found out and published the codon usage bias or origin of SARS-CoV-2 and the spike protein was most identical to snakes.
We also know in studies people in better shape die quicker from snake bites because their cardiovascular system distributes it so quick. Look at how the healthiest people are dying from the shots. Pretty crazy. Man, this is powerful. Dr. Brian Artis is convincing me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
With the world awakening, I think what's important that we ride the momentum right now, take advantage of this moment. And I've always an idea that something everybody can do, that every listener can do. I think it'd be powerful and effective for us to, hang banners over highways. Imagine a giant banner in Houston or LA or Atlanta that says, Alex Jones is right, Infowars.com, or we stand with the truckers, arrest scouts, or whatever.
Brother, I'm so glad you called to elaborate on this. Yes, now is the time in your small town or your big city to write something on the bathroom wall or to put a sticker on your car or banner hangs over highways, and it will be a chain reaction. What do you recommend people say on these banner hangs?
I have a few ideas. First of all, arrest Fauci, the vaccine is poison. There's tons of things. I say just keep it short, keep it concise.
No, I agree. Arrest Fauci, arrest Bill Gates, the COVID vax is poison. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's ways that we could all be involved and we could all be affected, so that's what I'm calling about.
God bless you, Chris, in Atlanta. I really, really appreciate you calling us today. Thank you so much.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, with a deeper source, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to literally my brain was enlightened. I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It'll literally, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Dr. Richard M. Fleming on all the big COVID developments, the mask on airplanes, the tyranny, the death levels from the shots, a bunch of information he's got next hour. Dr. Brian Artis is our guest. We're about to go back to him on the whole snake venom angle. But I'll tell you what's not snake venom. Brain Force Ultra. We got three brain products. We have Turbo Force that lasts 10 hours, time release, powerful, clean energy from a top U.S. developer. We have Brain Force Plus, that is just a good, classic, high-quality nootropic for your brain, lasts about 5 hours. And we got Brain Force Ultra, that is amazingly psychoactive and really gets your brain focused and hits in about 15 minutes. You take it under the tongue, tastes really interesting, has its own flavor. I think it tastes great. It's a bunch of cold-pressed compounds and herbs, so you get the full development of it. It is back in stock. We're being sold out for months, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your Brain Force Ultra today and experience this product that is just a game changer. Also, a lot of people complain because they get paid on Friday. They want us to extend the 75% off sale until Sunday. We're doing it. You asked for it. It is extended. Final day yesterday, but we're extending it through Sunday now for another 4 days. Up to 75% off Pollen Block, InfoWars Immune Support, Physi Magnesium, Vitamin D3 Gummies, VasoBeats, BioTrue Selenium, all the t-shirts and apparel at cost, massive clearance sale, InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. But BrainForce Ultra is an amazing nootropic, and I love the fact it hits in 15, 20 minutes, dissipates in a couple hours. It's so psychoactive, and then you can go right to sleep. I use this. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm going out to see one of my favorite comedians next week, and I'll be tired when he's on at like 9 o'clock, but I'll just, when I'm in the car about to go in, bam, hit this. He'll see a three-hour show, sleep like a baby at 11 o'clock when I get home at night, unless my buddy wants to go out to dinner or something. But the point is that InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Going back to Dr. Brian Artis, so a lot of other angles to this. Why do you think the story exploded so big? Because people went and researched COVID and then looked at snake venom, and there's all these mainstream articles connecting it. I mean, that is weird.
Well, personally, I think it was shocking to Stu Peters when I brought this information to him in confidence in a private meeting. And then he asked me, well, how would they be delivering this, do you think? And I actually told him, I think they're doing it in the water. And I think they're targeting specific communities, and that's how they're doing it. And a lot of people have just – He really got upset about that, and he let people in the world know, and the world is being shocked by that revelation. But what's interesting is around the world, people in countries, they didn't even know the government's been doing it the whole time. They're all looking into the wastewater surveillance. People need to understand, like what Mike Adams explained the other day in an interview with me. It's odd to think that it couldn't be in water. They're looking for it in water as the predictor around the world for future outbreaks.
And by the way, Greg Reese a couple months ago did a report showing with their own statistics that that in red states, you've got double or triple the sicknesses, and that they know they're delivering the poison shots to red states. That fits with your hypothesis. It's how bad is my batch? In fact, go back, folks. There it is. 1.3 million views. He's 100 million views. Evidence that U.S. government targeting red states with deadly batches of vaccine. That's what you're finding, you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. I actually believe this is a massive eugenics program, and I believe they're using peptides from snake venom to target specific comorbidities. For example, there are peptides in snake venom that directly destroy pancreatic cells and will create for diabetics a disastrous disease and death scenario. And there is no one that's more targeted right now than those that are diabetic and those who have heart disease. You know, it's very interesting, Alex. If you look at CDC's data COVID tracker, the highest percentage of a single race who has died at levels the highest each week of the pandemic in America is Native Americans for almost every state.
Yeah, why do the globalists, why do they always want to kill the Native Americans off? They're just obsessed with it. They're not even bothering anybody.
I know. And then I looked it up and I wanted to know, well, what race in America is the highest predominantly represented by a percentage diabetics? I couldn't believe it. This was just a few days ago. It's Native Americans and Eskimos. And the people in British Columbia, Dr. Hoff was finding had high D-dimer levels after the vaccines and were struggling so much. They're all indigenous people. So I actually believe they're targeting these people, unfortunately, that are diabetic and are sensitive to these biological weapons that are actually found in nature, isolated scientifically. They can synthetically make venom from snakes. CNN reported January of 2020, you no longer need snakes. We can make snake venom in a lab. I mean, that's what they reported, not me, CNN, mainstream media. So you can come at me with hate and disgust. I will tell you, the whole reason why I even brought it up is because I am sick and tired of innocent people dying and being murdered, diseased with this sick agenda. And I am out to thwart that agenda. That's my entire attempt. It has never been to scare you. It's to
we should be concerned. You're right. And I've got you and Mike Adams sent me like 30 articles here with the connections of venom and this vaccine. So there's no doubt there's a crazy connection to this. And there's no doubt that Fauci is heavily connected. Can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci has a huge, huge implications in this. I want to do something with you, Alex. I would rather everyone go look at a company called Ophirex, O-P-H-I-R-E-X. The co-founder of Moderna actually said last summer that the mRNA tech they're using for these vaccines can be used to fight snake bites.
I saw that.
And they're going to use that. And he's been advising a company called Ophirex. Guess who is funding Ophirex? Ophirex is an anti-venom drug company, and they're doing research studies right now with a research study called STAIRS. They're taking this oral anti-venom drug, and they're actually testing it to see if they can clear up acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is what COVID is. They're using anti-venom.
That's right. For those that don't know, and I've got to go back to biology class, but there's two different types of venom, but the cobra venom is neurological and attacks the brain and the breathing, right?
There's three types of venom toxins: neurotoxins, hemotoxins, which is blood, and then cytotoxins.
But I thought with snakes, it's only two, though. They only have two, right?
Oh, no. No. There's only two snakes. They've identified crate and cobras as the original source. But no, every snake's got – a lot of the viper snakes have all three of those neurotoxins. But Opherix, I want you to know, go look at this. It should be disturbing. Opherix is a brand-new company, just awarded a contract by Wellcome Trust Fund. And look at the link with World Economic Forum. World Trust Fund is now giving this company $100 million over 7 years, $80 million actually, over 7 years to investigate snake venom. And guess who else is funding them? The Department of Defense and the World Health Organization.
Well, let's expand on that. No, you're right. There's a bunch of different types of neurotoxin. I'm saying there's two different types of snake venom. And you're looking at the neurotoxin family, correct?
Oh, yes. Yep. Neurotoxins by far. When they actually found the spike protein for SARS-CoV-2 was most identical to the gene sequences of crate and cobra venom peptides or genes, those actually target neurotoxic centers of the brain called nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. And in those studies, they hypothesized, is this why we see around the world that smokers are the least represented in hospitals for this new respiratory
disease? I was about
to say,
what is it in nicotine that's doing this? Or what's in the cigarette?
Yeah, so they hypothesized in these research studies, is this why is there some protective nature of nicotine with these snake venom neurotoxins found to mimic the spike protein? Is that providing some protection? What was interesting was when they made this aware to the world that they were seeing this in hospitals around the world, our federal government came out and said, there's no better time than now to quit smoking because smokers are the highest represented in hospitals and death. That was a flat out lie. I will tell you, I am not a nicotine expert. I am not.
I know, but it's been in the news that smokers were less. Well, I mean, what's the nicotine doing? Do we know?
Yeah. So this is me talking as a non-nicotine expert. Every single person in the last 4 months who is struggling to get over a COVID scenario, after 2 weeks of doing everything we've heard about, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and everything else, corticosteroids. If they were still struggling, all I said, why don't you go try nicotine patches or nicotine gum? I cannot tell you, since Stu Peters released that documentary, I cannot tell you, even this morning, people who have been struggling for the last 2 weeks to get over their symptoms, and within minutes of chewing Nicorette gum or a nicotine patch, have seen remittance of their symptoms.
Well, I mean, we know it's a vasorestrictor. It makes your arteries and veins and blood vessels contract. But I mean, I know this. Definitely long COVID's real. It definitely is a prion. It definitely replicates the body. And that's why they want 3-4 shots for people to test and see who they can basically colonize with this. Whatever it is, they're colonizing us with it.
Whatever they're doing, venom from snakes is known to be deadly. And why would we weaponize it in any form to inject it into our kids, inject it into our arms, or release it in water or air? I don't see any reason.
All right, Dr. Brian Artis, thanks for coming on so quick. Join us again next week if you can to give us updates on this. Thank you so much for your time. Wow, powerful interview, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt the globalists are poisonous and they're hitting us with fluoride in the water. So who knows? We'll be right back. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again.
We are going to come out with some new designs that'll be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Sin, turn this off, isn't it, my friends? Woo! Fly free bird, baby. The best part's right here, we're just hit it again. The angels are playing. We have a very special guest about to join us in 5 minutes, Dr. Richard M. Fleming. He's a medical doctor, major researcher. And he's got a lot of news to cover that's been unfolding with the whole COVID-19 situation and the police state rollout and their attempts now to kind of shut the lockdowns down to make us go to sleep and go away before we continue to coalesce resistance and basically take the New World Order to the tool shed where they need to be taken. But that is coming up next segment. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at everything we're dealing with, and it's mad scientists. You know, most doctors and scientists are good men and women, but there have always historically been scientists that want to play God and that get off on dominating everybody. And we have to recognize what they're doing. We have to get involved politically and culturally and economically and spiritually and stop them. And that's really what we have to do. We have to look at every angle and become aware of what they're doing. Because not everything is black and white. Now, there is no gray when it comes to good and evil, but when I say not black and white, I don't like what Putin's doing. I don't like the fact he invaded Ukraine. But then Soros brags they started the fight and overthrew the government that was elected in 2014, and then we're trying to push ethnic Russians, who are the majority in the East, out of the country. So, I mean, the West started the fight, and Putin took the bait. And I get it. Somebody punches me in the face, even if it's a trap, I'm going to start swinging at them. I mean, it's instinctive. It's a default position. It's very Christ-like to sit there and be able to take it and just say, you know what? You're trying to get me to fight you back right now because you can't beat me politically. I'm going to go ahead and make myself a martyr and let you go ahead and beat me to death or kill me, because if I just kick your ass right now, you lose in the short term, but you win in the long term. But if I lose in the short term, I win in the long term. I'll let you destroy me. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi, strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And that's where we are, and that's what we're discussing. So I wanted to get Dr. Richard M. Fleming, who's a medical doctor and has more of a curriculum vitae that I could read in an hour, on just all the big developments, and now the documents coming out from the CDC, confirming what he and others warned of over a year and a half ago, and where he sees this going, and how we get justice for what has happened. That is all coming up on the other side of this quick break. But there is no doubt that the whole COVID rollout is failing. The whole police state's failing. But then Fauci, like a demonic jack-in-the-box, a demonic joker, has popped back out and is saying, I want more lockdowns. Yes, we need more lockdowns. They're so good. China's so good with their lockdowns. In Shanghai, we need those too, despite all the statistics that they don't work and they're horrible. Why is he doing that? We'll ask Dr. Richard M. Fleming that important question when we come back on the other side of this one-minute break where some stations join us. Infowars.com is not just tomorrow's news today. It really is more influential now than it's ever been. And we can't do this, and we can't be here without you. So just remember, don't take us for granted. Don't take you for granted. How long will InfoWars be here? It's up to you. But we're right on empty. We're right there at the edge of the situation. So please give us your word of mouth and spread the word, because that's most important. Pray for us and buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great nootropic Brainforce Ultra that hits really quick and is really clean and great. It's amazing. It's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your Brainforce Ultra now at InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be such a
sweet, sweet thing to lay. All right, we have a very famous medical doctor and scientist here. I'm not going to read his whole bio. You can read it at FlemingMethod.com. I've looked it up myself. He is a cardiologist, nuclear cardiologist, certified in positron emission tomography, and he is also a jurisprudence doctor of law, researcher, inventor, and author. And I won't go over all his patents, but I've talked to heart surgeons I know, and they all say he's a prestigious scientist. FlemingMethod.com. I wanted to get him on with us. He hadn't been on in probably 4 or 5 months to talk about all the big developments since he was last on, and all these Pfizer documents that came out that try to suppress that were just fabulously evil, proving everything we talked about, and then some. And then how did he and Dr. Yidan, the former chief scientist at Pfizer and others, how did they know this would happen? How did the CDC in October of 2020, a year and a half ago, how did they know it would cause all these problems before they gave it? And then where is this all going? So to cover the water for one of this, you can also get into this whole snake venom theory and more, is Dr. Richard M. Fleming, FlemingMethod.com. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
You're the boss. I go to the doctor, I say, you're the doc. I mean, where do you want to go, doctor?
You know, there's really two topics I want to discuss today. One is the Crimes Against Humanity tour that will begin on the 23rd of this month in Fort Myers, Florida, where Judy Mikovits, Patrick Woods, Reiner Fumick, and I will be giving presentations to the general public, talking about this virus, talking about things that we consider important. My specific presentation is going to be the last one, is looking at the use of biological weapons, how they've been used over thousands of years to harm people, looking at the gain-of-function research that went into the development of this biological weapon, looking at the actual crimes that have been committed, and then taking people forward to show them exactly how they can help us as we get actual criminal indictments with real grand juries using the state attorney generals around the country, which we've already started the process of working on. But before I get to all of that, I think it's important to cover this recent news with the snake venom material that has hit the news over the last week, particularly since this Monday. And I want to begin by pointing out that this is not me looking at the individual who has been presenting it, because the individual who's been presenting it, I've met him. He's a good individual. He is attempting to handle information that is well beyond what his training provided. In 4 months, he's tried to come up to speed on information. And what I need to do basically is to just, as I've always tried to do, is to set the record straight scientifically so that your viewers and other viewers and other programs that depend upon all of you to get the real information to them know what the truth is about what's happened. So I sent some documents to you that if we could show and just kind of walk people through them. I've numbered these from 1 to 14. So if your viewers can see number 1, I don't know if that's up there yet or not. Number 1, there we go. This is the document that the given individual, and I'm not going to mention his name because that's not what this is about, except that I want this gentleman to understand that, you know, he is well recognized in the community as someone who cares about people, cares about what's being told to individuals. I think he's received some bad information from people encouraging him to go ahead. And I would just ask that he maybe pull back a little bit, listen to this presentation and talk with the people that are out there worried about him, and pull back and distance himself from the individuals that encouraged him to come out with this misinformation, this clearly misinformation. This is one of his primary articles that he goes to. And in this paper, the researchers are really trying to build a story that says this virus is naturally occurring. And to do that, they're trying to show that there are some similarities between this virus and pangolins and other animals, including snakes. And to do that, they actually worked through the process that is called, to use their terms, it is relative synonymous codon use analysis. Now, what this really is researchers saying how many codons from a snake or something else matches this coronavirus. There's only 4 nucleotide bases that exist. I know that this gentleman's over his head because he keeps talking about nucleic acids versus nucleotide bases. He keeps mispronouncing Genentech and other words. So I know he's trying to come up to speed, but he's out of his league here, and he needs some help. And there's lots of us out there that want to help him with this. This paper looks at these nucleotide bases, and when you put 3 of them together, they form what's called a codon. And that's what your cells use to tell you what type of amino acid to put together in a sequence to make a protein. Now, the reality is that this paper and the next 3, so I just want you to pop up number 2 and then number 3 and number 4 at your leisure so that people can see them and go look at them. Following publication of this first paper, 3 different sets of researchers who know what they're talking about, this being one of them, came back and said the methods that were used to say that the snakes were relatively similar, had some similarities to coronaviruses, that wasn't really a valid method. And the interpretations are incorrect. So this paper and then the next one, number 3, talking about cross-species transmission, if you can pop that one up there. And then number 4, which is the complete title on codon biases. So this one and the next one emphasize the same problems. That paper that this individual was using to try to find similarities because he thought that snakes were somehow involved in this. These 3 following papers, number 2, number 3, and number 4, so you're looking at number 3 right now, all commented on the fact that the original paper was flawed, that it really was not a good paper, that it didn't do what it was designed to do. And the purpose of the original paper was to try to find an animal model. Now the snakes, the pangolins, all the animals for around where SARS-CoV-2 was first released in Wuhan, China, none of those animal models have shown any consistency with the coronavirus. And that was Fauci's perspective. You know, the paper that was published in Lancet and Peter Daszak and the rest of them trying to say, oh, no, we didn't develop
this. Sure, they were always trying to say it was naturally occurring, so they did studies trying to compare the virus to naturally occurring proteins. Your point is, I'm not a doctor, but there's basic proteins in all of us. So just because the protein in the virus has some similarity to something else, that's like seeing a Ferrari has some of the same aluminum in it that a Volkswagen has. It doesn't mean it's the same car.
That's perfect. In fact, that's one of the examples I use. If you see the same tires on a Chevy and a Lexus, does that make a Chevy a Lexus or a Lexus a Chevy? No, they may have the same four tires, but that doesn't make them the same thing. So these four papers, mislead people into trying to build this idea that this is a zoonotic or naturally occurring. And this gentleman, this doctor, he's a chiropractor, well-intentioned gentleman, took this hook, line, and sinker. But the sad part is that somebody else told him to look at this and to go forward with it. And he had friends and colleagues, I've spoken with him.
So you're saying this pushes the zoological view, which the system wants.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And so he essentially got played. And, you know, he's a good person. He's just over his head. This is beyond what his training is. And he's a good person. And you know, and anybody reporting on this, trying to say, well, wait a minute, maybe there's some importance in this. You know, I recognize the fact that mainstream media isn't covering it, so it leaves everybody else to try to pick up the pieces when there might be a story. But this is not a story. This is misinformation. This is misdirection. That's
so you're saying
the
Wuhan virus is clearly a chimera made in a lab. They've been caught red-handed, and now desperately somebody's putting out info that it comes from snakes, which takes us back to the wet market.
Exactly. Exactly. You're spot on. Okay?
All right, Doc, now, stay there. Let's come back and talk about it. Dr. Richard M. Fleming, FlemingMethod.com, medical doctor, scientist, lawyer, and more. We're going to look at all this, and it's fine. I have theories that aren't right. Everybody does. This is a college of ideas. We're not leftists. We're having a debate right now. Stay with us. You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really, right now, hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you, and so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers there.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win.
Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Take the highway to the end of the night. End of the night. End of the night.
Take a journey to the...
Take a journey to the...
Bright midnight. We're going to go through these documents, these studies that Dr. Fleming's talking about. And before he leaves us at the end of the hour, I'm going to hit Vanguard, which is the twin-headed hydra of the globalists with BlackRock, is trying to now buy Twitter so Elon Musk can't do it. What an incredible time to be alive. Dr. Fleming, continuing here with this big viral story that everybody's asking about, so we're going to vet it and look at it. Of snake venom in the water and snake venom, but snake venom doesn't replicate. Please continue.
Yes, no, exactly right. You know, the next papers that, and we're just going to do it with this final set of papers. One of the arguments that this individual used, which is in document number 5 that starts with phospholipase enzymes as potential biomarker of SARS-CoV-2 virus. That paper, along with the next one, which we'll show in just a second, was what was used by this gentleman to believe that he had found something that indicated that the snake venom was somehow in the remdesivir, somehow in the water, and somehow was actually SARS-CoV-2. And the justification was that if you looked at people who did poorly with this virus and people who might have been hospitalized, you saw a large amount of what's called phospholipase A2. Now, this is an enzyme system. So if we look at that paper and then we look at the one you have up there, number 6, these were the two papers that really said, the more of this enzyme you see, the more of this phospholipase A2 you see, the worse they did. Well, guess what? Document number 7 is the theory that we keep talking about that I wrote and presented first at American Heart Association meetings in 1994. Presented again in 95. What you're seeing there is the chapter in the textbook, the critical care textbook that was published in 1999 that explained to people that what happens that causes this inflammation and blood clotting leading to heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, strokes begins with the breakdown of cells in the body. So if we go to figure, number 8, you're going to see a very complicated looking diagram. I recognize that. Look, I wrote it. I put it together. It explains everything. And if you look where that big black line is going across there, about where that big black line, almost where that arrowhead is at, if you look just to the right of it, you're going to see something called arachidonic acid. That is ARA, as it shows there in abbreviation. That is the breakdown of the cell walls that are damaged, whether it's by a virus, could be by cobra venom. It could be by somebody going in with a balloon, trying to angioplasty open an artery. It could be by bacteria. It could be all the things that I said caused heart disease begins with the breakdown of cell walls and the release of this phospholipase A2, which you can see at the bottom of the screen there. And that sets into motion inflammation and blood clotting. Now, that is exactly what's happening when this virus, once it infects people and it makes them so sick that they become hospitalized, that they now are diagnosed with a disease called coronavirus disease from 2019. That it means that that damage has gotten so severe that their lungs are filling up. And we posted on the website something I didn't send to you. I didn't try to send everything. Documents that showed early on that this progresses quite rapidly, and the brain is fooled by people not thinking that they have a severe problem, because when this reaction occurs in COVID-19, it happens very rapidly and people were caught off guard. They didn't realize that people were that sick. And then they put them on ventilators using the wrong settings, stretching the lungs and causing more damage, releasing more arachidonic acid. So they didn't need to get remdesivir or anything else into their body. They were simply people that weren't being treated for inflammation and blood clotting, put on ventilators at too high a setting to cause more damage. Now, this is not an ad for remdesivir, because as I've said before, we looked at it and it only worked 28% of the time, which is less than chance, which would be 33 1/3%. So that arachidonic acid isn't the result of something special with snake venom. That is what happens when cells inside your body become damaged and die, and they release that chemical to cause inflammation and blood clotting. It's the response for everything that goes on inside the human body.
So it's a trauma response. So to say that the virus is the same thing as a snake, well, both things are causing trauma.
Exactly, exactly. So if you really want to throw people off track, all you need to do is take a very good-hearted individual. And again, I'm going to emphasize, I think that this man is a good-hearted individual. I've been on stage with him. I have met him. I know people that are concerned about him. He is trying to do the very best. But you take somebody who's good-hearted, you throw something at him like this and say, go get this out there, it's important, and he does their work for them. Again, I encourage him to just stop presenting this information. I know it's not what he's familiar with. Come back. There's a lot of people that are trying to help explain this to him, and distance himself from the people that have encouraged
him. Because this is the whole point
of
a bioweapon, is it replicates itself, so you only have to hit a target group and then it spreads. Unlike a chemical weapon, that's the whole point of it, is it replicates, but a snake venom doesn't replicate, so it's not even you could technically say it's a poison, but it's not a replicating bioweapon, correct?
Exactly, exactly. It's a protein. It's a series of proteins, and proteins don't replicate. Genetic sequences, RNA and DNA, replicate, and they will eventually make proteins, but proteins don't go into the cell and turn themselves into RNA that can then go into DNA. So, complete misdirection. Document number 9 shows not only did I come up with this, the inflammatory thrombotic response theory back in 94 and published in 99 and all the rest of the history we've talked about, but this paper shows how the ophthalmology community recognized the importance of these same things going on causing damage to the eye. So this was just a nice example of somebody else independently saying, wait a minute, eye problems, it's an inflammation due to these breakdown of these phospholipids and arachidonic acid. And clearly in 2009, we weren't talking about snake venom doing that or anything else. So just a nice example of that. Now, how do we know it's inflammation and blood clotting that's causing these diseases and prion diseases by the spike protein? Well, let's take a look at the next two papers. Number 10 is the paper that was published looking at humanized mice over a year and a half ago. And what the authors showed is that if they took mice and they changed the cells of the mice to have an ACE2 receptor like people have, and then they introduced this virus to it, these mice all developed prion brain diseases. And people can scroll through that article. I'm going to show you an image of it here in just a second.
Wow. So you take the so this is saying it's going to give us prion.
Absolutely. Prion diseases. And we're going to look in just a second. The CDC has confirmed this for us.
Hold on, Doc. We got to go to break. Riveting and horrifying information. Dr. Fleming is our guest. Amazing research. Dr. Richard M. Fleming. FlemingMethod.com is an incredible website. I'm on there every week. The research is stunning. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. This is life-saving information, folks. You need to stay tuned. We're going to shift gears out of this in a little while into some of the latest news. Other developments. Stay with us.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well, but this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
We are on the march. The globalists are on the run.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're trying to get Dr. Fleming on for the last few weeks to talk about all the big developments and the Pfizer documents coming out and the morbidity numbers from the shots and where it's all going. But I understand he's wanting to kind of set the record straight in his view on the whole snake venom thing that's so viral right now. So let's finish up with that. Then I want to get your view on the other big developments that are taking place.
Absolutely. Thank you. So that last document we looked at the humanized mice. The next document, number 11, looks at the rhesus macaque models, where that's the closest thing to humans when you're looking for it. And this paper also showed the same types of prion diseases occurring in these rhesus macaques. And if we go to number 12 on the sheet, what you're going to see are the results of both of those studies put together. And what this is one of the slides that you're going to see at the Crimes Against Humanity tour. If you haven't seen it before, it shows the actual damage done to the brains of these animals, of these mice, in the areas that are circled in red, and the blue ones are the rhesus macaque animals, where these prion diseases, either mad cow disease or Alzheimer's diseases, were caused in these animals when the spike proteins were allowed to enter the brain. This is not the result of a venom. This is a spike protein that is a prion, which means it's a protein that, when it comes into contact with other proteins, changes the structure to make it abnormal so it doesn't function. And in number 13, the next slide, this is the actual CDC data that people haven't really looked at yet. And the CDC is doing a great job of showing us why the excess deaths are occurring in Americans. And when you look at this, you'll look at the very top where it says respiratory diseases. Now, this is a virus that tends to hit the lungs. Viruses hit lots of areas of the body. So the belief that it just stays in the lungs and doesn't move around and doesn't cause disease elsewhere is a major misconception. But if you look at the respiratory diseases, these are the actual numbers of excess deaths on the right, not percentages that can be easily fooled people. These are the actual numbers. And if you look at the respiratory deaths, these are small numbers compared to what we see afterwards. The circulatory disease, which is inflammatory thrombotic disease that I've talked about already multiple times. Look at the tens of thousands of people. The cancers, the neoplasms, and inflammatory thrombotic disease that's going on. Alzheimer's and dementia, the prion diseases. And the other diseases that are inflammatory thrombotic diseases affecting the other organs of the body, the pancreas and the kidneys. And you can see that the CDC is confirming for us that, in fact, the excess deaths that are occurring due to inflammation and blood clotting and prion diseases. They've given us the data. The last slide is simply to point out that we're going to present all of this. Judy Mikovits, Patrick Wood, Reiner Fumick, and I will be starting to present all these pieces of information. It begins April 23rd. You can find this on Crimes Against Humanity Tour, as it says on the bottom. We're going to start in Fort Myers, Florida. It's interesting that the two states that we're going to present twice in are Florida and Texas. But we're going to L.A., we're going to Chicago, we're going to Phoenix, Houston, Minneapolis, Atlantic City. We're going to end in Dallas and Tampa. So my hometown.
Everybody should be there. Let me ask you this question. You deal with the science, doctor, because you're a scientist. But politically, just if you're giving people your opinion, clearly a depopulation operation, clearly a breakdown of society operation, testing to see if they can kill us and get away with it. I mean, this is insane.
I have repeatedly told people that the best biological weapon, or the best weapon, isn't designed to just kill people and be done with it. It is designed to dehumanize, to demoralize, to traumatize, and to take away from people the very reason that they think that they're there to live. And this has done...
So it saps your family and everybody. It slowly kills you.
Absolutely. And it has effectively done that. I mean, we have people that have turned against each other. We have friends, family, relatives, society, states.
This is designed to bring down civilization, a post-industrial world.
And it's doing a great job, isn't it?
And we have the Davos Group both Harari and also Schwab saying COVID is good. It brings down civilization. It brings in our control. Oh, it's so good. They accept a biometric takeover. Soon there will be no more humans. Now I play these clips. They're actually saying this. Obviously, they're the villains. My God.
And what has clearly happened here, this whole snake venom thing, is that they have taken somebody who's a good man, who clearly cares about what's going on. They have,
to me, it sounds like the new Q thing. It's every time we're exposing something, some wild thing comes out that then they attach to all of us. I'm not knocking him. I had him on earlier. I'm just saying snake venom doesn't replicate. You don't dump it in the water. Obviously,
This is not snake venom. That's not what's going on. He's a good human being. This is not the time to get splintered. You're running ads about products that help with immune support. These are the types of things that should be used in people prophylactically, not medications of any sort, but the types of things to improve your immune system. For people to recognize the truth, to realize when they're being led down wrong pathways that are doing nothing more than diverting their attention. And we see this all the time. You know, this used to be a common understanding. If you hear a news story that seems too good to be true, and it causes you to quit paying attention to what you've been paying attention to, it's probably designed to divert your attention from what you really should be thinking about.
Well, that's right. So shifting gears, how is it going for the globalist overall with their rollout, with the numbers, the Pfizer documents? I mean, it seems like it's not going well for them.
Yeah, I think the reality is this has been going on so long that there's been an opportunity to begin to expose some of what they're doing. And we're going to do that. I mean, this Crimes Against Humanity tour is designed to point blank show you the evidence of what's been going on, because what they're not expecting is for people to have the information to look at the evidence and to say, well, wait a minute, you know, anybody can put this together. I mean, here's the history of it. Here's the information that shows that they tried to hide this and cover it up. Here's the information that showed that they tried to fool people by diverting the attention to something else. That's the documentary that Bobby Kennedy is going to have on his website pretty soon. And it walks through people. That deposition was that video was taken under oath by a Texas court reporter. The attorney who asked me the questions is a real attorney in Texas and California who has argued before and won before the Supreme Court of the United States.
Well, I mean, here's the bottom line. The system is in panic mode as the evidence comes out. What are they going to pull next, though? Because they're not going to just back down, in my view. Fauci's already on TV saying lockdowns are good. We need new ones. So just as a citizen, not just a scientist, what do you think they're going to pull politically?
They will pull something to try to cause sheer panic and chaos. And the answer to letting them do that came out in the Johns Hopkins report, just like the 2007 National Science Foundation study. It showed that the cessation of spreading this infectious disease and people dying had to do with two things. People voluntarily deciding that if they were ill, staying away from other people, and good hand washing. Those were the two things that accounted for 90% of the benefit. They will do whatever it takes that they are allowed to get by with, as long as everyday citizens don't have the knowledge and don't stand up to do something. And the way to break the back of this is to indict these people with a real grand jury. I'm tired of seeing all the pretend play grand juries that aren't real grand juries. This is a matter of the citizens getting to their governors and their attorney generals and stating, we want these people indicted.
Imagine if DeSantis got grand juries and paneled and started indictments. I mean, it needs to happen.
I have asked for DeSantis to join the conference. He will be my guest. I've asked for the Attorney General of Florida to join to be my guest.
The Surgeon General of Florida seems dialed in.
Let's get him there. The reality is, once they see this, once they see the people's response, they will know they have to act. And this is
what there's no doubt we have to act. I mean, there's no doubt this is happening. All right, final segment, Dr. Richard M. Fleming, FlemingMethod.com. Incredible information. We'll be right back, InfoWars.com.
was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in California, thanks for calling.
I think we're barking up the wrong tree calling this gain-of-function research. Now, if you read the actual 2014 legislation, the U.S. government gain-of-function deliberative process and research funding pause on selected gain-of-function research involving influenza, MERS, and SARS viruses. It says nothing about SARS-like viruses, and it's a research funding pause. It's not a stop. It's not a prohibition. It's when you come to a four-way intersection, there's the stop sign. You stop, you look both ways, and then you proceed. And so it's also, it doesn't pause all gain of function, just selected gain of function. But they'll argue that this is actually characterization and qualification research. So, Rand and others, maybe Fauci was right. They don't quite know what they're talking about calling it gain of function. That's why he didn't perjure himself. That's why he hasn't been arrested.
Because they're literally creating new synthetic life forms that mimic what the viruses do. But in the main definition, it's still a gain of function. They're making something deadly that spreads more easily to hurt people. Thank you, Mike. We love you.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever, because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We live in a victim society where people wear their victimhood like sergeant stripes on their shoulders. I am not a victim, I'm an overcomer, but I want to be honest with listeners who are patriots, who are conservative, who are Christian, who are just populist, who are into ignoring the attacks you're under, and realize in this case you can't be like we are. We've got to realize we are all, every person on earth is a veteran of a biological war. My father almost died. My mother got the sickest she ever was. I felt like a gorilla was on my chest for 2 weeks. I lost friends and family. I saw people I've known aged 10 years with COVID. And I've seen the genetic scans confirmed, now admitted it's a bioweapon made in a lab. So let's admit it. I survived the bioweapon attack of 2020. I survived COVID. We need to make a big deal about this and not just let them hit us and then we move on, because the very same people that did this are planning something else big. And that's why they saw our political opposition worldwide build with millions marching in Germany and hundreds of thousands in D.C. and New York and L.A. and London and in Australia and everywhere else. And they backed off for now, but they admit they're about to come back with it. So their whole gambit, their whole attack is about biomedical tyranny. And that's why people like Dr. Fleming are generals on the front lines exposing this, and Joe Rogan and all of you listeners, all of us together. But these are precious, precious people. And I've told Joe, I said, you think we won this battle? That was just a part of it. We haven't won the war yet. We've got to continue to hammer COVID because they are still have people in lockdown around the world. Well, what is your view on this, Dr. Fleming, and what else people should know about?
Well, the reality is if anybody thinks that this was all that they were working on at the time, they're sadly mistaken. Nobody just works. No researcher just works on a single project. They're accumulating information.
They got a deck of cards, don't they? They got a whole laundry list of bad stuff.
Most definitely. And they've got CRISPR technology and other things that they're rolling through here. There are patents that are out there right now that talk about being used for gene therapy that will make glycoprotein 120, which is part of HIV, to make human cells make glycoprotein 120, which is a prion, to cause more prion diseases. So they have learned.
They're obsessed with prions. Why is that? Is prion the perfect weapon? I mean, they're obsessed with it.
Yeah, prion is right now the most outstanding weapon that you can make because there really haven't been good treatments. Now,
and it's self-replicating in the body, exactly. Explain what a prion is for those that don't know.
Right, so a prion is, you have to have the genetic code to make it, so you can either get it by the virus or by the vaccinations to get it in there. But a prion is an abnormal protein that when it comes into contact with a normal protein, changes that normal protein so that it no longer is normal and no longer works and no longer will become normal.
Now, and so it takes over other proteins and grows crystals that are very disruptive of the body.
Exactly. And we looked at blood work. We've done blood work where we've added the vaccines to it and actually saw that the red blood cells just turned pale gray once the vaccines hit the red blood cells. And the reason behind that, we believe, is that red blood cells don't have nuclei to make, repeat, replace themselves. So they're not geared up to respond to RNA or DNA in these vaccines. And we know, we've published it on the website, that when DNA or RNA is outside of your cell, it too is a prion. It's supposed to be inside your cells, just helping your cells make
sure,
proteins.
Sure, so blood's
replicate.
Made in the bone, it's dumped out, it's not replicating. So when it's hit with this, it doesn't know what to do.
Exactly. And all it can do is the hemoglobin that's inside those cells comes into contact with the prion. And as a result, the hemoglobin changes and it can't hold the oxygen and it turns pale.
So it's self-destructs basically.
It does. It does. It can't.
How are they with all the studies? Correct me if I'm wrong. These are really messing with our whole family of white blood cells. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we know about this is that, you know, these white blood cells are critically associated with cancer. We know that the SARS-CoV-2 virus has an ability to interfere with what's called the P53 enzyme system, which is a system that protects you from developing cancers. So if you knock that out, your cells are left to just simply pick up a cancer and develop cancer without any self-control mechanism at all. So it effectively just depletes your ability to protect your cells.
So it lowers your defenses and the cancer gets you.
Yep. And it's also been shown that these vaccines lower your ability to defend your body by decreasing T helper 2 cells and interferon. And I understand people may not know what those are, but they are involved in your body's immune response to protect yourself.
So this is really the perfect weapon, isn't it?
It is. It is. They, I'm sure they're patting themselves on the back, but trust me, this is not the last thing they're working on. It wouldn't be the last thing I would be working on if I were running the program. And they're not going to back down unless they're forced to back down. And the only way you back them down is to indict them, take them to court, hold them criminally accountable, and stop the gain of function research project that's going on. And also quit allowing people to take away your freedoms. The fact that we're dealing with reversing mandates, there's no legal justification in the U.S. Constitution for these mandates to exist.
And they admit they don't protect you. States that didn't do them were healthier. So let me ask you this. There's two schools of thoughts. Don't study your enemy, just defeat them. I disagree with that school. Know why they're doing it. Why does Bill Gates and the globalists want to kill everybody? Are they just psychotics? I mean, they think they're saving the earth. They're super hyper aggressive. What is their problem? Like, why did Hitler want to kill everybody? Like, what is their problem?
Well, look, I think they have the same rationale. What was the argument by the Nazi German physicians in World War II? They were doing research to make humanity better. If you ask Bill Gates, I'm pretty certain he would tell you we are doing research to make humanity better.
And to do that, we got to get rid of the inferiors.
They have both decided that they know what a better humanity is, and they are going to take action because they are playing God, and they believe they know what makes humanity better, and they're bent on doing that.
Absolutely. I was about to say that they want to play God, exactly.
I mean, look, they have the perfect tool to do it. This is Jurassic Park. I don't know if you remember out of that movie, but you know, the reality was that the scientists in Jurassic Park were playing with something they didn't have the knowledge base to do. There were people that were smarter than them that started it, and then on the shoulders of the individual started playing with things and learning things. And everything about this smacked me in the face of somebody who didn't exactly know what they're doing, but they're on a learning curve. And the longer we give them to learn, the more dangerous they're going to become.
Exactly. Big, powerful corporations given unlimited bio knowledge, and they're playing with it. They're getting more wild.
Yeah, and all of these stories have the same phenomenon. A scientist in the background saying, you shouldn't be doing this. You don't have all your ducks lined up. You don't know everything you need to be controlling. And nature has a way of overcoming what mankind wants to play with. And nature always, always wins.
You're right. So it goes back to Atlantis, whether you believe in Atlantis or not. They get godlike power. They blow themselves up. I mean, are we not approaching that point, Dr. Fleming? We have so much power, so much understanding, but we're still the old cavemen we were. How do we not blow ourselves up?
Yeah, you know, we're going to begin my part of the presentation by pointing out to people that thanks to the Ukraine, I no longer have to convince people that the U.S. builds biological laboratories. You know, we know that the Ukraine has 15 labs that were built during the time that Obama said, stop the gain of function research. So what did we do? We went over to the Ukraine. 8 of those labs are run completely by the United States Department of Defense. The U.S. Department of Defense is running biological weapons laboratories in another country.
And then censoring any of you talk about it.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So why do you think, I mean, I'm not a Putin fan, but why do you think this man, you know, I mean, it's a justification. If I were him and I were sitting there.
Oh, the globalists did everything they could to manipulate the Russians into invading. Absolutely. Dr. Fleming, always impressive. FlemingMethod.com. Come in studio anytime you want. Join us again on other issues. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Join us on the tour.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Ollie Alexander is about to take over. We won't be here without your support. I'm on empty. I need your support. We're selling all the t-shirts and apparel out at cost. We've already sold out of a third of them. Infowarsstore.com. We also have BrainForce Ultra, which is fast acting and it wears off really quick, which is great. What other caffeines or things do? This is different. This wears off in a couple of hours, why I love it. It's back in stock. Infowarsstore.com. 40% off on BrainForce Ultra. And we've extended that sale just a few days because people wanted us to. The 75% off sale, up to 75% off sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, InfoWars Life Immune Support, Fizzy Magnesium, Vitamin D3, VasoBeats, BioTrue Selenium, and more, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But BrainForce Ultra, 40% off, back in stock. We'll be right back with hour number 4.
was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations, and I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever, despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Has been given godlike power, but we're still the humans we were before. The question is, will we allow the globalists who are scared of us to exterminate us because they're worried about us using the technology to supersede them, not because they're worried about us destroying them? That's really the big issue we're going to be covering. Ollie Alexander's been here yesterday, did a great job in studio, Republican political analyst. He's going to be taking over and hosting the rest of the fourth hour here in just a few minutes. Wow, what a day. I know the war room's coming at 3 p.m. Central today. I know I'm going to file some other special reports because there's so much to cover and so much to go over. But I just got to say that I'm very, very blessed to be associated with all the great humans that tune into this broadcast and your support of this show. Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And if it wasn't for us, the world would be in a very much worse place. I mean, I don't sit up here and say, man, InfoWars has been the most influential, and man, we've really changed the world. You can't believe this, you can't believe that, because I almost don't want to say it, because it makes the globalists get more pissed and want to kill us. But they already know, so I might as well just like, hey, did you know we really kind of messed up the New World Order for them? Like, we're kind of like the best thing there is right now. That means all of us, myself, the guest host, the crew, you, the listeners, the sponsors, the affiliates, all of us, we really kind of are Americana. We kind of are kicking their ass, you know what I mean? Because that's where we are. We need to recognize the position and the responsibility we're in. All the time I go like, man, I've been on air 28 years. I think I've run my course. It's time for other folks to fight. But then I do a show and see it affect millions of people, or I talk to somebody and influence them and see them do a great job. I'm like, wait, so many times I'm the person that's really changing the fight for the better. And you're the person that's going to change the fight for the better. You're the person that's going to shift that paradigm. So all our work up to this point is just the beginning. Everything we've done is now here, and people are ready for the truth. So everything else was just the foundation. Everything else was just the launch pad for the rocket. Now we're 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, primary ignition, 1, blast off. We have liftoff. And that's why they're like, and lying about us and demonizing us and doing all these things. Because they know there's a human will. They know there's a human destiny. They know there's a desire for human prosperity and a future and discovery and beauty and our progeny and just endless permutations of our genetics living as one species forever together of every race, color, and creed. And that they don't like that because they want to play God and hold on and control us instead of what God does. Turning everybody loose. Just pew. Turn loose. Turn loose. Let God have God's will. Ollie Alexander is about to take over. He's got a lot to cover, as I said, in T-minus 57 minutes. The War with Owen Schroyer doing an incredible job is coming up. Don't forget, weekday mornings, American Journal with Harrison Smith. The only way these dogs hunt is you get the articles, you get the videos, and you share them. That's why I just ask you, we're winning. People are hungry now. They're ready to wake up. They're ready to take action. But we can't do it without you. You are the emissaries. You are the ambassadors. You are the people that go forth with the gospel and the truth, the missionaries of liberty. And without you, we don't have a future. If you simply decide to take action, we are invincible. I'm Alex Jones. Ollie Alexander takes over in a minute and a half. Stay with us.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
I love this song.
I've lived.
When we come in after the next segment, we're going to have to start in the middle of the song. Because we are at the end. And this new beginning, we get to decide whether we write it or Klaus Schwab writes it. Folks, welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Ollie Alexander. You can find me on Telegram because you can no longer find me at Twitter. That's Telegram, Ollie Alexander. Alex and I, we had a big hit yesterday. It's gone viral, and the media is already freaking out. Today, I'm going to spare you that we're not going to talk about January 6th. Instead, we're going to talk about the fight ahead. Folks, you know that you're deplatformed and you're censored and you're in the gulag, and Alex and I, we find ourselves in the same position. You have Gitter, and it seems to rotate around one podcast. You have Gab, which is a totally free speech zone, and we love Gab. We really, really love Gab. But sometimes beating off some of these trolls is fun. It's certainly eventful. And then you got Truth Social, very well funded, but seems to be behind the eight ball on their own deadlines. But they want to march to their own beat, and we definitely want to give them room. But no doubt, today's news that Elon Musk is not satisfied with his $3 billion investment into Twitter, where he purchased 9%, and said he wants the whole damn thing. I want to go to this letter that Elon wrote the chairman of the board, and then I want to give some analysis, because too often conservatives, you know, we're all about the free market or something like that. You know, that's been the libertarian influence of the conservative movement, the Republican Party, for the past, you know, 4 or 5 decades. But too often we don't understand how the public markets work. And so I want to get a little bit into that because, you know, I watched a bunch of podcasts today and they're just not doing it justice. The closest we got to justice was when Alex interviewed Darren earlier, and that was really good. And we'll go to the Revolver piece after that. But let's read this letter from Elon Musk. Okay, so this is to Brett Taylor. He's the chairman of the board. This is the board of directors. Their fiduciary interest is to protect the shareholders, make a profit for the shareholders. Chairman of the board, I've invested in Twitter as I believe in its potential to be a platform for free speech around the globe. I believe free speech is a societal imperative for a functioning democracy. I love the troll. However, since making my investment, I now realize the company will neither thrive nor serve this societal imperative in its current form. Twitter needs to be transformed, fundamentally transformed, as a private company. As a result, I'm offering to buy 100% of Twitter. And folks, this is entirely intentional. If anybody solves the riddle here, I'll give you $100. Okay, the first person who solves this riddle and puts it on my Telegram channel, I'll give you $100. As a result, I'm offering to buy 100% of Twitter for $54.20 per share in cash, a 54% premium over the day before I began investing in Twitter, and a 38% premium over the day before my investment was publicly announced. My offer is my best and final offer, and if it is not accepted, I would need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. Twitter has extraordinary potential. I will unlock it. Elon Musk. This was his letter to the board of directors. So what a lot of people need to understand is that the board of directors doesn't need to listen to anybody until they absolutely do. Elon Musk doesn't need to be a shareholder in order to have his offer listened to, but it certainly gives him cause if he needs to sue. So imagine this. My name's Ollie Alexander. I own no Twitter shares. And let's say, you know, I want to buy Twitter for $50 billion. Well, first they'd say, well, how are you going to finance this deal? And you're not really a shareholder, so we're not going to take you seriously. Elon Musk, being the number one shareholder, but not a board member of Twitter, has caused that if you do not take a vote on my offer, well, then I'm just going to sue you. And as a shareholder, I have cause. I have standing, you know, as they call it in a court of law, to sue you. This is very powerful. This is something that Revolver's been a champion of. I've been a champion of. A lot of people will remember. If you remember, there's a Wall Street Journal article. Maybe we can pull it up. Years ago, when Alex Jones got banned and Gavin McInnes got banned, it was later revealed in the Wall Street Journal that Jack Dorsey, the Twitter CEO, which a lot of conservatives don't like, and I get that, Jack made some bad decisions while he was there. But I explained to people he was better than any alternative, and people didn't believe me at the time. What they didn't know is that I was privately meeting with Twitter to lobby on behalf of conservatives to fight us from getting censored. What I learned was the ins and outs of that cesspool at Twitter. I mean, the executives at Twitter put social justice warriors to shame. Absolute shame. And they would just bully Jack and bully Jack and bully Jack. When Jack would make a decision where he said, no, we're going to keep Alex on Twitter, his staff would go leak articles to the press about him. So anyway, Wall Street Journal says, Jack Dorsey is meeting with this guy named Ali Alexander. And Ali Alexander is a friend of Gavin McInnes, the founder of the Proud Boys, and Alex Jones, who sells supplements at this store, and they're the, you know, the prices, and, you know, they made this whole big deal about it. Ultimately, both Gavin and Alex got kicked off, but, you know, I caught flack for defending them and defending free speech. When Jack finally resigned as CEO and we have this new guy in, I said, people, it's about to get a lot worse, but that is an opportunity for free speech. That's an absolute opportunity for free speech. And Elon Musk, since I think it was the last week of January, started buying up shares. And he bought every day in February, every day in March, and then it became public that he had owned 9.2%. I think it was his intention to own 9%. Again, these numbers are significant. $3 billion, 9%, and then the code that he writes here. Remember, this guy runs a company that's named after a certain fella. So anyway, what we're about to watch is this showdown. Today, Vanguard, not a great company, leapfrogged Elon Musk, buying shares at a premium, not because they believe there's going to be a deal, but because they believe this is not Elon's best and final. You're only going to hear this analysis here. I mean, it's just shocking to me that we live in a conservative movement where no one understands how the market works. It's just absolutely fascinating. So what I believe that you're about to see, and hold me to this prediction, is that the Twitter board will reject this offer. Elon Musk will then decide to sue, or he'll go silent while the stock dumps. I think the stock could go, and I'm not selling buy or sell signals, but you know, we could see a stock fall below $30. Elon buys up, he offers more, you know, $50 billion, $60 billion, $70 billion, and then it's his, and he saved money. So folks, you know, this time next year, or maybe this time by Christmas, we're going to get a gift, and it's that the Twitter executive team will no longer be in control of the public square. Instead, everyone will have exited the public square in this worthless company, or it will be under the rightful stewardship of Elon Musk, who has said that he wants to restore President Trump. He wants to restore other accounts like InfoWars and Alex Jones and other people. Today he was live. It was actually concurrent to when Alex was live. And Elon said, you can really test when you're in free in a free speech zone by knowing that there are people you don't like saying things you don't like. And that's where he believes Twitter should be. Right now, we have to really look at, and I like that Darren Beatty said this, Twitter is an existential threat. And we'll get in on that on the other side of the break, but I want us to really think about this. Because too many conservatives are like, well, just leave Twitter alone. Just leave Twitter alone. It's a safe space for liberals. No, the info war is happening on Twitter. It's happening on Facebook. It's happening in our homes. I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Taking advantage of one of nature's most nutrient-dense ingredients, VasoBeats will be your new favorite InfoWars life formula. Using only water and beetroot, VasoBeat is the most concentrated liquid extract of beet on the market. With concentrated beet extract, you can get the high levels of betaine, nitrates, and antioxidants you want to help support a healthy liver, athletic performance, blood vessels, and more. Overlook the power of beetroot. Get your naturally occurring potassium, folate, vitamin C, iron, selenium, zinc, vitamin K, and more. With one of nature's greatest treasures in VasoBeat from InfoWars Life today.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you, and so now we need the support more than ever, because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates, it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels.
He truly feels.
And not the words of one who kneels.
Well, that's a record show.
I took the blows. And
folks, welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Ollie Alexander, and I'm kind of rusty. You're going to have to forgive me. I'm talking more to the radio audience because I can survive that. But hello to our viewers at InfoWars.com or any of the many links that they put up to bypass the censors. Speaking of the censors that we're taking on Twitter now. We're taking on Twitter. And I got to tell you, this has put a lot of wind in my sails because we haven't been winning lately. Sure, we got Gitter and Truth Social and Gab and Rumble and BitChute and, you know, maybe there's some other sites out there, but we're not putting points on the board. We're not saving our friends on the honest left yet. Why? Well, because Twitter censors social views. You can't call a man or a woman a woman. It censors political views. So you can't talk about the nationalist right, which includes people of all colors and all faiths and all creeds. You can't talk about the election, that's for sure. In fact, that's what's got me $100,000 into legal debt. Deplatformed everywhere. Can't walk in public in certain places. And they've censored medical information. And we're going to bring on, at the bottom of this segment, in a couple minutes, we're going to bring on my friend Ed Dowd, who's absolutely gone viral the past 2 or 3 months. His first ever appearance, though, was here on InfoWars with me guest hosting the fourth hour for the Alex Jones Show. So this is a little bit of a reunion, but we'll be talking about Twitter, but we'll also be talking about the information it censors about these jabs and how the insurance information shows what Twitter was actually censoring. And so anyway, I really want to make the case to listeners who think that we shouldn't be concerned at all what happens at Twitter. Look at this as a battlefield, okay? And there's been this war of attrition where they've gone after Alex, they've gone after Alex, they've gone after InfoWars. They plan, folks, by November to shut down InfoWars. They've got this multi-flank war against InfoWars where they are relitigating the Sandy Hook case, default judgments out of nowhere, which, you know, I gotta believe and I gotta pray that the justice system will correct on an appellate level. And I've not talked to Alex about it or his lawyers, but there's gotta be some justice in America. And then they're hitting with their J6 stuff. In the legislative branch and the executive branch, they're hitting Owen. So by the November midterm elections, they plan for there not to be an info war. So if we're not expanding the battlefield in this info war, then we're certainly contracting it. And the people who get crunched first are Ali Alexander. The people who get crunched first are Owen Schroyer. The people who get crunched first are Alex Jones and the InfoWars family. And then that leaves all this room for these folks. I'll just go ahead and say it like a Daily Wire to pretend that this battle's not happening until it gets to them. We can't afford to wait. So when Elon Musk creates controversy for Twitter, that's good for us. Whether he drives down the stock price or he restores the public square, it's good for us. I'm not going to beg for my Twitter account back because I frankly, you know, don't need it. I don't know how much activism I'm going to do in the future. But what we certainly need is that in this battle, in this war of attrition, we need more of our opponents' resources tied up. And like I said, with Vanguard leaping now to the largest shareholder, I saw a headline really quickly before I came on air, 10.29% or something like that. So they're leapfrogging Elon Musk is. It's a very inexpensive way to tell Elon to put his money where his mouth is. And I have a feeling he will, because I don't think that Vanguard's stupid enough to be holding, frankly, what is an overpriced. It's interesting. The stock price is overvalued, but the platform's not. And we'll solve that riddle. But let's go ahead and bring in my friend Ed Dowd. Let me properly introduce him because I don't say, yeah, my friend Ed. You've seen this guy everywhere. You know, he's been on Bannon Show. He's been on Naomi Wolf. He's been with Dr. Robert Malone. And this guy, like me, decided to kind of exit polite society, exit the peak professionalism, and start blowing the whistle and sharing an expert perspective that the public could digest. So Ed Dowd has a long tenure on Wall Street working for major institutions like HSBC Bank, Donaldson, DLG, and most notably the bad guys at BlackRock, where he worked for over 10 years, that's a decade, folks, as a portfolio manager picking stocks for a $14 billion growth portfolio. Like I said, Ed, I think your first appearance, you know, public appearance was with me. Was it 3 years ago or more on the Alex Jones Show during the fourth hour when I was guest hosting? Do I have that right?
It was in 2018 when I was trying to start a hedge fund that eventually we had to shut down. But we, you and I talked about the Fed raising interest rates at the time and how President Trump should jawbone the Fed, and then he did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to leak too much information out, but Ed had a great memo. One day, maybe we'll have to make it public. And that memo found itself into the right hands, and the president did some very great things after that. But one thing that you were privately telling me behind the scenes, and one thing that, you know, I tried to convey to a bunch of other politicos was that part of Trump's misstep during his presidency was associating the economy with the stock market. And so he was bound by this. And that if the deep state, which you were, you know, I mean, you had told me back in 2018, maybe even 2017, you had told me if they ever, you know, can crash, if they can ever cause either a global or national crash, you know, this catalyst event that affects everybody, then all of Trump's citations as the stock market being the economy and not really separating those two, could be part of his downfall. Lo and behold, we faced coronavirus. You know, looking back on it, you know, are you doing a victory lap? So I told you so, or, you know, do you wish we would have, prevailed on a more, you know, kind of the caution of what the deep state was going to do?
Yeah, it's always dangerous to, look at your success via the stock market. The stock market has been untethered from the real economy for a long, long time. Obviously in 2018, the Federal Reserve went on a, interest rate hike cycle into, President Trump's, term. It started in 2017 and continued into 2018. And it became apparent to those of us.
And they did the opposite during Obama, right?
Yeah, correct. They kept the rates very, very low. They started to raise and they got into trouble because, liquidity started to leave the system. And, we started to have a credit wobble and the stock market took a 20% plunge in the fourth quarter.
And let's continue right after the break. We got the break coming up in 10 seconds, but folks, the lesson is beware the money changers. If you wed yourselves with them, you'll sink with them. And they psyoped us in 2020 during the election.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5. For
Rush actually produce. It costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, welcome to InfoWars. That opening music sure matches the background here. And it resembles the high energy of our guest, Ed Dowd. Ed, you were talking about the Fed. And we were talking about how the deep state, through their financial arm, set Trump up to botch his 2020 chances. He overcame that botch. And yet they stole the election. You know, that's my opinion. But, you know, what were you saying about the Fed?
All right. So the Fed had in 2019, the fall of 2019, a repo crisis going on. Credit was starting to wobble. And they were propping – the word on the street was they were propping up credit hedge funds through the back door by loaning money to the prime brokers who then loaned – you know, the investment banks who lent the money out to the credit hedge funds. That long term was untenable. So there was probably likely going to be a crash, regardless of COVID or not. COVID comes along, the market crashes because of the lockdowns, and then conveniently, the Fed was able to use that as an excuse to print 65% more money, the largest money supply year-over-year increase in the history of the Fed.
Meanwhile, Bill Gates, who's supposedly giving away his money, becomes richer than ever. Jeff Bezos resigns one of his positions, you know, then would resign the other one, what, a year, year and a half, 2 years later. All these guys are getting rich while the market is consolidating because they're aware that this is a controlled burn, essentially, that's happening in our stock market.
Well, we don't need to get into that. I think there's evidence emerging that a lot of players knew what was going to happen. But I will say this. There was a temporary crash in the stock market. The Fed printed the money. And then mysteriously, all the stocks that benefited from lockdowns like Facebook and Amazon and Google and all sorts of large box retailers all took off while mid-cap companies had difficulty and small businesses dried up and disappeared due to the lockdowns not being essential. I mean, you can make a case that people knew what was coming, and I don't know that yet, but there's a RICO Act here waiting to happen. Because it was a large market share land grab steal.
Yeah, so needless to say, Trump was set up. The deep state includes a financial arm very clearly. And I suspect that we're still being played. And I suspect that the worst is not done yet. Quickly, before we get over to this medical data that you know, is really the origin of some of this censorship scandal. What do you make of the Elon versus Twitter thing that's going on? Because I read the Twitter CEO's letter when he dropped it. It was like 10:30 at night. He had already been notified over 12 hours earlier that Elon said, you know what? You know, I don't really want to join your board. You're going to muzzle me. And I read that letter, and just as somebody, you know, who's worked in politics, but also around, you know, executive Republican businessmen, I read that letter and I said, this is tremendously weak. This is the worst letter I've ever written, read by an executive. You know, I said, this fight, I'm betting on Elon. And so, you know, we knew something was coming and then Elon made his move today. What do you think, you know, just from the financial perspective, or if you were like watching this as a stock, you know, and then Vanguard increasing its stake today, you know, what are the tea leaves that you're reading into it?
Well, so I've been a critic of Elon in the past, but in this instance, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, as they say. I've heard from one person on Wall Street that, and again, this is not from me, and you know, it's just one a point of view that he supposedly is doing this for all the right reasons. This isn't one of his little games or publicity stunts. He truly wants to do this to create a free speech platform. Having said that, he's involved in other things I don't like, particularly like the chip in the head,
yeah,
the robot, the AI. That's not my thing. I'm not into transhumanism, but on this issue, he's read the room correctly. I mean, the man's a genius at reading sentiment, and he understands the sentiment right now is that voices are being squashed. And I'd also like, you know, for him, if he's listening, to understand that the censorship that occurred in 2020 and continues in 2021 probably contributed to the lives of many individuals being lost due to the prevention of early treatment information, and now the suppression of vaccine injuries and deaths. And Twitter is in the forefront of suppressing anything about that if you're not clever enough to couch it in a way that it doesn't get censored.
Yeah, so you've sent in some data, and I remember this because I'm going through my whole, I testified in front of the Democrat January 6th committee back in December. And so I'm just doing literally about 18 hours of legal prep work a day. And then post that, I had to be aware of how the leaks from the Democrats were affecting the media. So I had another 30 days of basically like 12 hours a day of legal and PR work. And I look up and then I'm like, okay, my friend Ed is, you know, on this side and that side and that side. I was like, I'll check on him later. And I still didn't even check on you for a month. But, you know, you were blowing the whistle and you were an early, you know, prognosticator and saying, you know, ignore all this other data. Focus on the insurance data because you can't fake that. And I could have that story wrong, but that was my recollection. Kind of, you know, for the first time in 15 years, I'm like sitting away from the headlines and I'm truly viewing it just as an everyday man, an everyday citizen. And so it was nice seeing you everywhere, but you sent in some data. Is that kind of an accurate read of it? And what are we looking at? What's this new data that we're looking at? And again, I like that you pointed this out, that what it seems like to me, and I agree with you, is that the CDC, Anthony Fauci, and then his friends inside of big tech and big media, what they sought to do was to prevent early treatment of a very treatable virus so that it would snowball into something that impacted everything. And then, you know, a lot of people are linking that to the Great Reset and how it affects, you know, housing, how it affects, you know, Amazon orders, all this other stuff. We don't need to get into that, but what's the data that we're looking at today?
Well, before we show the data, let's talk about the insurance companies.
Yeah.
Bottom line is they saw an increased mortality rate, especially among younger aged working folks, into Q3 and Q4 of last year. I know for a fact it's continuing into Q1. I have insiders telling me that. And, you know, you have to understand the pandemic's broken down into two distinct phases. Year one was COVID without vaccines, and a majority of the people that died were old, and they, you know, it's the case is clear and it's starting to come out. Most of them didn't need to die. About 400,000 deaths were preventable through the implementation of early treatment, which was suppressed actively denied, and doctors that promoted it were sought after, the medical licenses threatened. And 500,000 people in the U.S. died in excess in 2020. So let's roll into 2021. What happened? Well, the mix shift occurred from the old to the younger aged folks. And that's why the insurance companies started to see adverse results in the second half of 2021, especially with the mandates. And the reason why they did is they didn't price young people dying. The way the actuarial math works, if you're 80
and
you
why
die,
not?
But
why not?
Why didn't they price it?
Yeah.
Well, because I don't think they knew that a vaccine was going to start taking out young people, because it's not COVID decided to go after a younger cohort. So there's asymmetric risk going on in the insurance industry. They don't know why right now, why people are dying, the younger folks are dying. They just know they have a problem. So part of my whistleblowing, or I don't even call it whistleblowing, I call it an investment thesis, is to show this industry that they've been defrauded, and the excess deaths that they're seeing are due to the vaccine product. And chart one there that I'm showing is the CDC's own data that showed an acceleration Go to go to the first chart that you just had there, the millennial chart.
Okay, chart three, this is with the millennial generation.
Yeah, no, chart three.
Okay.
So chart three was what I originally went out with a couple weeks ago, and I said it's a smoking gun. The reason it's a smoking gun is you can see that you had the rise from the baseline of 2019 into 2020. It comes down.
Oh, we're at a hard break. We'll come back and hit this chart.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5. Fresh actually produced. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Anyway, I never lie, and the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I
we got to keep telling the truth, and we can't be afraid to die, as the man in black says in the song The Mercy Seat. We're talking with my friend and my guest, Ed Dowd. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. We're here coming in the last 13 minutes of the show, and we're talking about how all this is really tied together, how there is a new world order that has a deep state in this country, that has a financial arm, a medical arm, but they can't escape everything, and they can't escape this data, this chart that our friend Ed Dowd is showing us. Ed, you were just going through this chart. It's titled Millennials Suffered Rapid and Record Rate of Excess Death in Fall of 21. This is from the CDC. And you were coming in, you were like, okay, well, here's what happened in 2019. We were coming into 2020. Continue on this chart.
Yeah, so just to make it clear, the CDC doesn't break it out by age cohort, but they give you the data to do it. My insurance industry expert did it. This has been verified by other actuaries. And so this, actuaries, I should say. So this has already been vetted. No one's denying that this data isn't real. So this is the chart. What does the chart say? It says that in a second year of a pandemic with miracle vaccines, millennials experienced 84% increase from baseline into a new high in the fall of 2021. And you can see what I circled there in blue is that spike up into the fall, August, September, October. What does that represent? That's called the rate of change. So the argument against it being the vax is, oh, we have more people dying from suicides and deaths of despair and drug overdose and people missing their cancer treatments. Well, because of the temporal rate of change into that event known as the mandates, that three-month window, I would argue anyone to suggest that everyone decided to commit suicide in that same three-month period, everyone decided to drug overdose in the same 3 months, and everyone decided to miss their cancer treatment screening and suddenly died. It makes no sense. The only thing that logically makes any sense to me as an analyst is it's the vaccine. So that's the hypothesis. Now they need to disprove that. No one's done that to my knowledge of any extent yet. So there it is. That's 61,000 deaths from March of 2021 to February of 2022 in the millennial age group, which is the healthiest age group, working age. New highs in excess deaths in year two of a miracle vaccine product. It makes no sense, does it? Well, 61,000 people represents the Vietnam War in 1 year. 58,000 younger folks died over a 10-year period in the Vietnam War. So millennials experienced a Vietnam War, a silent Vietnam War in 1 year. This data that I talked about has made a lot of waves, and I was fact-checked by AP and Reuters, and they just said they said it's not true, and that's not an argument. But
what's their reason? What was their reason? Did they end up writing an article, or was it just a tweet, or what?
I didn't even read them. They told me that they said he claims to be a former executive, equity executive. I mean, you know, so they're not even giving me my proper.
Yeah, I love this stuff, you know, self-proclaimed, declared, claims to be. It's like, wait, you're fact-checking me and you couldn't fact-check my bio? You know, I'm volunteering my bio.
Yeah, so that was ridiculous. But I do want to continue on. The other two charts are interesting. Let me set them up before you show them.
Pause for a second, folks. I want folks, because again, Ed says that this data set is publicly available, but these charts are not. So viewers, if you're watching online or on your phone, you definitely want to screenshot this. You want to share it across the internet. And let's just see how censored we get. Let's just see how censored we are. Because this is the government's data. This is the government's data. And we're talking about our neighbors, whether we're, you know, on this chart, we're talking about the neighbors in America. These next two charts, we're going to talk about our neighbors to the north. What chart do you want to go to, Ed?
Well, let's go to chart one. Which is
weekly excess death counts.
Yeah, so this data comes from the equivalent of the CDC in Canada. Canada has a lagging issue in reporting of deaths, way more so than the U.S. So that's why the data only goes for the whole country to the end of October. But what's interesting about this is this data came from a man I've been in touch with. His name's Kelly Brown. He's a finance professional up in Canada. And he posted the data. He didn't blame the vaccines. He just said this is an alarming increase in excess deaths in the same age category. In Canada, it's 0 to 44, so it includes a little more people. Mm. My millennials is 25 to 44, so it's got a little more there. Notice in the August to October, which is the right side of the chart, it accelerates into the mandates just like it did in the U.S., okay?
Okay.
So all this – so the Canadian neighbors to the north, due to their data lag, just confirmed what we saw in the U.S. in the millennial age group. Let's go to chart number two.
Okay.
It's even more shocking.
This is Alberta and British Columbia. These are the weekly excess deaths, same age group as we just saw in chart one, right?
Right. And the reason why this is pointed out is because the data is more fresh there. It goes into the end of 2021. It represents 25% of the population of Canada. So it's kind of pulled out of the other data. But you can see that in November to December, the trend is up and to the right. Okay. So there's big questions going on here as to what's going on in Canada, and it's horrifying. Why are young people dropping dead? And again, people will talk about drug overdoses and alcoholism and suicide. Sure, maybe there's an uptick in that in the U.S.
But this is significant. I mean, this is absolutely significant.
Yeah. And so, you know,
the baseline of it is that millennials and young people survive this disease, you know?
Yeah,
99.99%, you know, survive this. And so what happened to cause these spikes, and why was this second spike higher than the first? Well, you're saying mandates probably contributed to this. And this kind of coercion of telling people, well, come back to school, to play soccer, to go to college, to get your first job. Well, you need to be jabbed and vaxxed and boosted and cyber boosted. You're saying that might explain why this chart goes higher.
Well, look, I'm an investor. I've been a thesis. I'm definitively saying it's the vaccine. The question, the fact that this question isn't even being asked by the mainstream media, by the, the CDC, the FDA, or the NIH in the U.S. and whatever the equivalents are in Canada, suggests to me that they are hiding something. And I think they're hiding the fact that fraud occurred at the clinical trial data level. This thing was rushed through, pushed. The regulatory bodies have been captured, and they thought it would be okay. I think they knew it was a garbage vaccine, but I don't think they really thought it would kill this many this quickly. And now they're like rut-row. And they, you know, what do you do when you're caught? You're caught, you turn around.
Yeah, they're going to double down. They're the government and these corporations. You know, they have bailouts. They have all the structure. They're all buddies. They all went to the same Ivy League school. They're going to try to bail each other out. But again, it's very hard for them to bail each other out because of the liability that these insurance companies have to assume, right?
Well, so the insurance industry, the good news is some are waking up, some are still asleep. You got to remember the insurance industry all got mandated and got the jabs, and they believed the fraud. The fraud occurred with Pfizer and the FDA. And you have to understand the way the FDA is viewed as the third party trusted institution. So doctors don't question it. They thought it was vetted and boom, it's okay. It wasn't okay. The data is garbage. And the mere fact they wanted to hide the clinical trial data for 75 years for me was all I needed to see. That's it. Fraud. And now we have Dr. Naomi Wolf and her team of war room volunteers, lawyers, doctors, scientists, are basically going through the FOIA releases that are coming out, the first 55,000 pages and then the subsequent second dump. And they're finding fraud.
They're finding fraud everywhere. So, Ed, you know, we're about to close out this segment and close you out. Where can people find you, find this data? You know, I want them to make sure that they have screenshots. I'm sure that you got that up on your pages. But where can people find you across the web?
I'm still on Twitter, believe it or not, at Dowd Edward, D-O-W-D Edward. And I'm on Getter at Edward Dowd. And stay tuned. Things are going on. We're working on things. We're trying to make more people aware of this behind the scenes. This is a long haul battle. And the fact that the mainstream media won't take what Naomi Wolf's found and make it the greatest, story of the 20th.
You're the tip of the spear, Ed. Thank you, Ed Dowd. Everybody go find him. The War Room is coming up. We'll be back after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.